driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in there abutment on the side.
Mr. Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over.
Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it!
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here it is, my personal nirvana. Ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip R. Hochberg.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
It's funny you should mention Phil.
Why?
I went to the movies with him last night.
Oh,
hey,
shut up.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sail of the Century and all the ships at sea. Hey, perhaps you know them better as Wendell Hall's pimp. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, and hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. New episode
Wednesday.
May 10. Telephone number exactly the same as it was yesterday.
Same as it ever was.
1-877-365-3636.
All right.
That is the phone number. We do need to continue the trolling for girls for strip trivia. Tomorrow we're going to have our biggest ever strip trivia. You know, we're giving away a free trip to Japan.
Yep.
And we have six girls signed up right now. Caroline, Cindy, Pauline, Claudia, Lindsay, and Kathy.
We do have room for more.
Yeah, we got room for a few more, and this is the biggest prize ever. Yeah, now, girls, when you call, we will immediately stop the show. Whatever we're doing, you will hear the sound that indicates a girl is online.
There it is. Is that the sense? That's a very versatile sound because you use it for several different
things. Yes, also when an idiot's on the telephone, when someone's time is up on this show.
When someone has hit the wall.
Yes, when a girl calls in. You know,
that's right.
A variety of uses for that very sound. When a girl calls, we'll stop the show immediately, put her right through. As soon as we get 7, 8, 9, 10 girls, then we'll open up the lines for the guys, for the stinky, smelly, hairy, pimply guys.
And that'll be just like a rodeo ride. That'll take 8 seconds.
Right. Strip trivia is tomorrow. Today we do have diamond earrings to give away for Mother's Day. We will talk about that in just a second. I guess our lead story today is the fact that Connie Lee Gifford did not show at the Tower Records in Rockville, Maryland for her homemade CD signing today.
Oh, she stiffed him, huh?
Yeah, now, is Lisa here yet?
Yeah, I saw Lisa. I saw her out in the hallway in her dress.
It was very nice.
Now, here was the plan. I want to tell you, came up with a beautiful plan, mm-hmm. I say so myself, that we sent Lisa, and I told her purposely, don't dress like she normally dresses.
Right.
Dress real wholesome.
Yeah. Well, if you could have put her in like a Quaker outfit, yeah, you would have.
Put on a dress.
Right.
Look at how goddamn wholesome she looks.
Yeah, doesn't she look? She looks totally professional.
Well, she still looks hot bucks. Even when she's professional.
She does. Yes.
And you know, I can say that. I must have an incredible sex drive because I'm getting a boner looking at her right now.
Yet, God, thanks for sharing.
Yet, I had sex with my wife just under an hour ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike, I'm so jealous.
Thank you.
God.
She said to me...
you enjoy that moment right there.
She said to me, I was getting ready to come to work, and she said, hey, sometime I'd like to have sex. It's been a couple days since we've had sex.
Right.
And I said, okay, you know, you said it. I'm here.
Yes.
Right then. I dropped the pants. 1:41 p.m.
And now Lisa comes walking in and
I'm ready again.
Your libido has been recharged.
I'm ready again.
Mike, Buzz, can you handle the show for a few minutes?
Even though,
yeah, wow.
Take less time than that, Lisa. Because even look at how hot she is, even though she's dressed conservatively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that as conservative as you can get?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's about where I draw the line.
So the plan was that we're going to send her out, like today, in this nice gray dress. And then she was going to stand in line to get Connie Lee to sign her CD. And then she was going to say, very innocently, Kathy Lee, would you answer a few questions for my radio show?
Mm-hmm.
And the first question was something about God or something means to her.
How did the media bother you? Or did it bother you while the media was all over you while you were making the CD or something like that?
And then the second question.
The second question was, you know, what was the meaning behind your music or this CD, or what was the purpose for putting it out or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And the third question was, did you ever want Frank to drive his convertible Mercedes into an abutment? And Rob prepped me as to if security grabs me and, you know, starts to drag me away, you know, make sure she hears that question. And and as I'm being whisked away, probably in handcuffs or something for harassment, to say hey to Cody for me. Make sure she hears me on that.
That's a shame.
But that never happened.
No, it never happened.
How come she didn't show?
I don't know. I talked to the general manager of the store. He was very nice.
What are you scratching?
What are you playing with your are you playing with your belly button ring?
Belly ring. Okay.
You don't have a nipple ring, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay, I was just where my brain was. Sorry,
she's touching herself there though right now.
Yes, yeah, do you play with that often?
My belly button ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I'm standing. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So I get there around I don't know, noonish or so, and nobody there. So I'm just walking around.
Nobody there. She's supposed to be there at 2 o'clock, and nobody's there.
Well, I ran and got a quick bite to eat and came back and. It was pretty crowded. Talked to the general manager and, you know, asked him, you know, what's going on. He goes, well, she probably won't be here if she gets here for another 2 hours. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, do I have to wait in line? I was like, I'm from a local radio station. I just wanted to interview her, you know, if I talk to her people. I mean, I don't even have to be in line. I can stand while she's signing autographs.
Did he go for that one?
Talked to her. He was like, well, you have to talk to her people. He said, but honestly, she's still on the runway in New York. She's still on the plane. He's like, I don't even know if she'll get here. So I walked around Tower Records in Rockville forever, just looking at videos and CDs and stuff. And I had
she never showed, huh?
I had somebody go back and get the general manager, and he was like, she's not going to
make it.
I
got to
return my CD before he announced it in the mad rush of people, and I got the heck out of Dodge.
How many people were actually there before they announced that she wasn't going to show?
I left right before he announced it, and when you go, this is the first time I've been to that tower, and you walk in, and there's a tall escalator to get up to the store.
Is this the one downtown, Rob?
No, the one on Rockville Pike.
Rockville Pike, okay.
And the whole escalator was a big long line, or the steps or something was a big long line, out the door, around the corner.
Kidding. Jesus Christ.
She's hot.
Were they all house frows?
Yeah, a lot of little babies in strollers. A lot of elderly people with their camera. I felt so bad because I just want to say, you know what, don't even stand in line. Just kind of go. They were so cute. But I was laughing to myself as I left going, you don't know.
So she disappointed all of them.
Imagine that.
I mean, I know there's a little weather today, but I don't understand why she wouldn't be able to, you know, maybe an hour late or something like that.
Maybe it's the new sweatshop charges.
Yeah,
there are new sweatshop charges.
Look at Buzz all happy.
And you know what? We had to sneak it in because I know he knows as soon as we go to call, someone would call and say,
absolutely.
Try to steal the news away from him.
You crack me up.
What is the news, Buzz?
The same guy who accused her of using sweatshop conditions to produce her clothing now says the same thing is happening in China with the production of Kathy Lee's handbag.
That is so good. I love that.
People are getting 3 cents an hour for working 16-hour days to make those handbags.
That's why she didn't show.
Right. That's why she's
there's
not
the
there.
Reason right there.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, gentlemen. Sorry I couldn't come back with some good stuff.
I like Lisa saying that. Yeah. Say that again.
What did I say?
She sucks.
She sucks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Lisa. Lisa the businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. There she goes.
That's great.
Right.
H-O-T.
Hot, hot, hot.
That is, of course, that's why she didn't show up. She's dealing with that. She wouldn't want to come into a media. She wouldn't want to be in near any kind of media at all.
Right.
Right. And all this just happened today, Buzz?
I just got the story a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, brother. That's also our Buzz Has News sound effect.
Sure.
Oh, man. 3 cents an hour?
Yeah, and they get one Sunday off a month.
Oh, my God.
Those are the conditions under which Kathy Lee's handbag would be reportedly being made.
This is in China?
In China.
China?
I don't know which China.
Yeah, it's probably Taiwan or something like that.
In China, where the handbags are made. 3 cents an hour, 16 hours a day.
3 cents an hour, and they get one Sunday a month off.
One a month, that's right.
That means they make, what is that, 58 cents a day?
About
that. Three times 16, is it 58 brands?
Yeah.
58 cents a day.
That's so cool. And this is the same guy that's doing this?
Same guy making the charges.
We got to find that guy. We got to get him on the show.
Absolutely.
It's 48.
48.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of math, I don't know if this matters to you. I figured out where I went wrong yesterday on the odds of the lotto.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bob had a sleepless night last night.
All I care about that white trash lotto is that nobody here won.
No.
That's all I care about.
Let's not be so quick.
You don't live in Michigan, and you don't live in Illinois.
You're right.
Okay.
I just like to do that occasionally. You know, hold on a second there. I did have the big number.
What was that? Was it four?
Four was the big number.
Have that one. Do you get anything for that?
I think you get $1 if you have that. $1.
Really? Hey, you get your money back.
Oh.
Or Dennis's money back.
No, I didn't get the money back because we like bought one of those cards with, what do you get, 10 on it? You know, you get 10.
Right.
You get
oh, you're
10
talking
numbers.
About the card that you bought for yourself, not the card that Dennis went and bought yesterday.
Not the card. I don't know, you know, the card that Dennis bought. And those numbers that I gave Dennis yesterday, when I saw the winning numbers, they sounded incredibly familiar.
No way. All the numbers that were selected were low. They were like 2 and 12.
And 37 and 33. Not that I memorized.
Were those your numbers?
I know.
You know what? You're so full of crap. You couldn't remember the numbers yesterday. When I was asking Dennis to repeat them back, couldn't remember what your numbers were.
I remember the winning numbers. I remember those two, 33, 37, and 4, I think, were the last. And I think it was 1, 2, 6.
No, 1 was not a winning number.
Yeah.
I think the first number was a 1.
Yes.
One was a winning number?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. What were the winners, Rob?
1, 2, 33, 37, and 12, I believe.
Sounds good to me. I don't know.
Who knows?
Now, I'd love a little credit if that's right, because I'm doing this right off
Buzz,
the top of my head.
Buzz, would you look that up, please?
Right, yeah, let me go back.
Hold
on.
I got it right here.
Or in the newspaper.
It's on the front page of USA Today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's,
No.
No. You know that I was
mystery solved.
No. It's on the front page of USA Today.
But you know I wasn't looking at it.
No. Oh, no. Right.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Right in front of you.
No, it was under two pieces of paper.
Please. All right.
1, 2, 12, 33, 37, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I had it committed to memory.
No wonder you were so assertive.
I had it committed to memory.
Oh, you had a cheat sheet right in front of you.
No, I didn't.
Well, nobody here won. That's all I care about. Nobody won the...
Michigan.
The big money. Michigan, Illinois. That's where the winners are.
So there are definitely two winners? Is that what they said?
Two people with the winning numbers. I don't know if they've come forward yet. I do have a fantastic story about a riot. And it's funny because it's about something that we had talked about yesterday on the show and it happened... Right up here, right in the D.C. area.
Really?
A riot involving the lotto. Now, listen to this. Hold on. Let me see who's on the telephone. The computer is broken. Perhaps someone would tell the love-struck Wendell Hall that our computers are down again.
Oh, God.
With the girl who called yesterday after she heard him take the sex quiz on the show.
Going out for a luxury dinner Thursday night and could not be happier about
it.
It's true.
The woman who's got a couple of kids is pro-gun.
She's a smoker?
Yes.
Yep, she's perfectly willing to go out with Wendell.
Everything that Wendell's looking for in a woman, he's going out with her on Thursday night.
Everything.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, it's Steve from Sacramento.
Yes, hi, Steve.
I wanted to ask you a question. Did either of you guys watch the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Genius Kids show yesterday?
I did. I watched a good chunk of it.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Man, Dick Clark is worse than Regis. I can't believe it.
You know who I felt bad for on that show was the kids.
Especially the finalists.
The little nerds. Yeah, the little kids.
How about that twitch, that last kid?
Yeah.
What the hell was working
that's
there?
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that unbelievable pressure being put on, or what?
That's putting a 10-year-old kid on national TV and saying, answer questions that goddamn college students don't know.
I really found myself rooting for the other kid just because I didn't want to look at that twitch anymore.
Oh, man.
You know, I really liked that. The other kid was just a lot. He was so cool under pressure. You know, he'd win, he'd get one correct, and he'd go, yeah. And he was just such a normal all-American kid.
And then that last kid.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like Scanners, like his head was going to explode at the end.
It was horrible. It was really horrible to watch. And he was a big one for, can you repeat the question? Can you give me the word one more time? Meanwhile, he's going, dick, 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 dick.
And listen, if you're going to do a show like that, if you're going to try to do the Millionaire Show with a different twist, how about you just try to come up with a different set, at least?
Yeah, I agree.
How about you don't make it the exact same set with the exact same lights?
Spinning lights, you know, when they get ready to ask the question.
The exact same camera angles. And listen, frankly, Dick Clark, if I was a child, I would be scared if, first of all, anybody named Dick was sitting in front of me. But
he's so serious.
Dick Clark made me feel bad, even for, did you see the little Chinese boy at the beginning?
Do you agree that he wasn't nice enough to the kids?
That's exactly what I'm going to say.
He didn't treat them enough like kids.
There's a little Chinese boy named Samuel, I think was his name, and he was sitting in the chair, and they come up with a question. It was like an impossible question.
Right.
And even the graphics, just like the Millionaire Show, where they have the four answers at the bottom, and he asks them the question about who invented the printing press or something. And the kid says, I don't know, Leonardo da Vinci. And Dick Clark just says, nope. That's wrong.
goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid.
And did you see that they have like a security guard that takes the kids off?
Yeah, that walks the kids off.
Did you see when one of them said, it was like an explorer question, and the kid guessed Pizarro, I think, and he says, I could see why'd you say that, because of the Spanish influence, right? And the kid goes, right, he says, well, that's wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, he loved it.
It's almost that he was so into making this show successful that he forgot that one element, which is you have to be kind of nice to the kids. You got to, you know, just treat the kids in a nicer way. And don't make the boys stand up for the last save. Give them a chair so they don't have that. You know, kids are awkward at that age anyway.
The kid with the twitch was the guy that...
Yeah.
He really looked like he was... That was the kid that just nerved me out, made me feel oogie watching it. Like, that poor kid with this twitch, you know. I could just imagine the mom and the dad, you know, prepping him before the show. And it goes, all right, Dad, you're going to win $300,000.
Yeah.
Go do it. Do it, son. Do
and
it.
Did you see when they showed his parents?
Yeah.
The kid with the twitch. The kid with the twitch's parents were definitely, like, intense. The other parents were... just super nerds, but they looked like, I hate to say this, they looked like a more loving family, and I loved their reaction at the end, and that's why it's horrible. I guess I should have been rooting for the kid with the twitch, because he's so put upon. He's so pretty and so put upon. But I found myself rooting for the kid that looked like the baby version of Anthony Edwards from ER.
Listen, there was not a good-looking kid in the bunch. Okay, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
These kids have already been ostracized. They are,
but man,
they are super brainiac nerds. You got to know that they have no real friends. You know, I saw nothing but boys. I didn't see a little girl on the show. I don't know if they had girls.
There was one little girl. She looked to be an Indian girl. She looked like she was from India origins, and she went very quickly.
But you have to know that all of those little boys they had on the show, not a chance that they're going to get laid until they're 30 or 40. Not a chance. Having that supreme intellect is such a handicap right now.
But you have to...
Such a social handicap.
At the end, when they were asking those questions, which were, I mean, as tough as any quiz show I have ever seen, and those kids are answering them without, you know, those mathematical equations, and they're sitting there off the top of their head.
What was the square root of negative one times five some ridiculous thing like that?
Truly amazing the way they did that. I mean, they really, the smartest kid in America. Dick Clark, so long.
Yeah, you know, should have probably, which kid is going to crap his pants up here due to the tremendous pressure being put on him by Dick Clark?
That's right. And now they have to come up with the counter programming that you'll see on UPN, which would be, which kid is the smartest ass in America? You know, that's what it'll be. You know, it'll be like, it'll just be all the kids back talking the host, and they should have Dick Clark for both shows. Yeah. All right. Who sailed the ocean blue? Oh, kiss my ass, Dick.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's a good wisecrack.
That's right. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Is this me?
Yes.
Did you catch the guy, the kid's name? I think it was a little girl, and Dick Clark didn't even try to change it. Her last name was Lipschitz.
Her name was Lipschitz?
Lipschitz. S-C-H-I-Z.
Well, I think everybody knows that early in his career, Dick Clark worked blue.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you noticed how... I know, Don, you didn't see it, did you?
What?
Did you see the end where they wanted to have the kids shake hands at the end, and the kid was so nervous, he was paranoid, he kept looking at his parents
after every
answer?
Are you talking about the kid with the twitch? You're right. I didn't. I turned it off. As soon as the kid with the twitch started answering the questions,
it was painful to watch.
I said to Frito last night, I can't watch this. You know, normally I like watching stuff on TV that's like a car wreck and stuff, but if it was an adult with a twitch, I would have been there.
Hey,
but there was something about the kid with the nervous twitch just made me feel bad.
Yeah, I stayed with it.
You know what that kid reminded me of?
What?
Oh, damn it.
He gave up.
All right. I don't know. If he had something to say, he just hung up.
Yeah. How about that? Could you breathe hard?
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
I think you read it wrong with saying that Dick Clark was putting pressure on that kid, and that's why he had the tick. He was clearly the child of immigrants, and those parents are going to kill him if he doesn't come home with the big money.
That is so unfair. That is so unfair.
But I also think you're wrong about him never getting laid, because I think in the beginning they said he has an arranged marriage, and when he's 11, he's marrying an 8-year-old that they're bringing over.
Stop.
John Rocker's calling. Yeah, really. There's John Rocker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, did you guys notice the twitchy kid's sister had the same twitch?
Really?
The twitchy kid.
I told my wife, and she didn't believe me, so I made her sit down right near the end, and her right eye is going a mile a minute.
Really? So maybe it's something just passed down.
I'd love to talk to, like, a medical expert, somebody who knows really what the origins of something like that. That you got to think it's psychological.
It has to be nerves. It has to be nerves.
Every time they got a wrong answer, the parents hit them on the other side of the head.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Jesus.
No! No, it's not Louis the 14th. It's Louis the 7th. No! No, it's not California. It's Oregon.
Did you catch the hairdo on the winning kid's dad? He had the total comb forward look, the total dumb and dumber hair, where you brush the bangs down in front of your forehead. It was absolutely straight down, and he looked like a larger, fatter version of the kid. Only his hair was completely combed straight down in front of him. I was watching their joyous celebration.
Those poor kids. Poor kids with no future. Very rarely would you say that kids with such high intellect have no future, but they have no future at all.
Dick Clark traumatized the winning kid's sister, too, by leaning over at that terrible age to do that. You know, she looked to be about 8 or 9.
Right.
And isn't it great to have a brother like this? You know, and you know that she's going to grow up.
That's right.
That's putting her, like, in a, you know, in rehab by the time she's 16.
In the back of her mind, how come I'm not as good as Billy?
She'll kill him.
How come Mr. Clark likes Billy better than me?
Mr. Clark didn't verify my existence.
Mama. Mr. Clark touched me.
Mama.
Mama. I wonder if
you'll want some tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that kid with the twitch, was his name Cody Gifford, by any chance?
No, although I'll bet Cody's got one hell of a twitch. You know, we would have found out today if Connie Lee would have shown up for her CD signing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a question.
Here's one of the kids from last. Is this the twitchy kid?
No, I just have a question.
You know, if somebody wants to steal that idea, because they all do their own shows now, somebody ought to grab the Whiz Kids, you know, right. Because that was used in the 50s, and I think that would be a catchy name for it instead of the, you know, the six-hour sentence that show. What is America's craziest, wackiest...
Battle of the Child Geniuses, right.
Okay, too complicated.
It's called the Twitchy Kids Show.
The Twitchy Kids.
And now here's the Twitchy Kids.
Hey, Papa. Do you know the answer? He's not answering. He's just twitching.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what kid?
Okay, I just need to know. I'm on NEW Tatoy, so is that Sorry Excuse Silver Marine Steve coming? Gone?
Like, are you calling from New York?
Yeah.
It's one of our young juvenile delinquent callers from New York.
All right, now what was your question again, and can you maybe speak up a little bit?
Okay. Did that Sorry Excuse for a Marine Steve come yet?
No, he didn't come to... Is this that same kid that calls us all the time from New York?
No, I don't... I've only called you once before.
You've called more than once before, haven't you?
Where do you live in New York?
I'm actually in New Jersey. I get NEW, though.
All right, Jersey. You're calling from Jersey.
All right. No, listen. We gave out that guy's phone number on the show yesterday, son.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't get the full phone number, though.
Well, that's too bad, because you would have been one of the prime people we'd be counting on to call him over and over again.
Sleepless night in New Jersey.
Right. Right in your demo. We got to listen a little harder, okay?
And call back when you're 18.
Okay, bye, twitchy kid.
Okay. I'm not a twitchy kid.
Yeah, you're a twitchy kid.
Oh, no, we're just kidding. Okay. Oh, and he hung up. I'm sorry. Well, another friend made.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Traumatized him permanently.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a fifth grade teacher, and I was watching that last night. That little boy has Tourette's syndrome, which causes that ticking.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think he had Tourette's, because he never yelled like a Dick Clark, F your mother.
They don't know you to do that.
Well, no, S-head. There are kids in my
class N-word.
That have Tourette's that just tick.
Bastard.
In their eyes and in their faces, they don't necessarily call out.
Bitch.
But, it's like Chris Jackson.
Ain't a laughing. What?
It's a lot like what Chris Jackson had. Chris Jackson wasn't known to call out, but he ticked a lot.
Yeah, you sang it with your mother.
You can't be sure that was Tourette's.
Well, that's just my pretty good guess because I deal
because
with
because you're a fifth grade teacher.
Right, I understand. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's what I always look for when I go into a doctor's office. I want to see that I am a fifth grade teacher plaque on the wall.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that kid had the kid's mother also blinked a lot, like kind of
twitched. The twitchy family,
blinking like 20 times a second.
Let's start the feud, the twitchy family.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I was just wondering if you guys had heard last night how Dick Clark, there was one little kid who was earlier in the show, and he had a huge speech impediment, and he just, like, totally attacked him. He was like, I'm going to need you to say that again, slowly, please. And the kid looked like he was about to cry. He
Dick
just totally
Clark,
went off on this kid.
I'll tell you, Dick Clark was not kind to the youngsters.
No, he wasn't.
And you don't have a show like that without being remembering that, yes, they're geniuses, but they're kids, too.
You should have let Howie Mandel host that show. You know, or somebody,
yeah. Who would be the perfect host for that show?
Well, I don't know.
Who's Howie Mandel would probably frighten the kids.
Howie Mandel, though, has a kid's show, doesn't he? Like, have that cartoon show or something?
Right.
You know, I was going to say Louis Anderson, except with all of the fudge-packing allegations against Louis Anderson recently.
Do you think enough time has passed to bring Paul Rubens back, to bring Pee-wee Herman back?
Pee-wee will never be trusted again.
Yeah, that's true.
Never trusted again.
Yeah.
Although he never touched a kid.
No?
He just touched his own skin in a movie theater. The popcorn box.
There you go.
No, I don't know. Who's good with kids? Hell, nobody's good with kids.
Cause.
Yeah. Here's your question for the baby genius.
Yeah, you're right.
No, here we go. Hey, kid, what's with the twitch? You got a crazy twitch happening. I'm not going to ask you. Listen up. I'm not going to ask you any questions unless you stop that terrible twitch. Mr. Tommy, I have a question. For you.
Well, go ahead, fire away.
What's that in your pants?
No. That's it. Get security. Take him off stage.
Is that Saint Albert in your pants?
That's my pudding pop. That's my Jell-O pudding pop twitch kid.
Can you make him spit?
The twitchy family. Mom's twitching, son's twitching, daughter's twitching, dad's twitching.
Hello, daughter, Mike Show.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you. My name's Maria, and I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Yes, Maria.
And I have that same disorder.
You have the twitch?
I have the twitch.
You got the twitch. The vish twitch.
And the twitch happens off and on. And sometimes it's like really, really bad times, too.
Is it usually made worse with stressful situations?
Definitely.
Well, but you don't have Tourette's, right?
No.
Okay. No, that guy didn't know what he was talking about.
I know. I'm just making. I just want to make sure.
Well, maybe she does.
Maybe she does. He just dropped the F-bomb. Honey, you can't do that again. I can't delete you out twice.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right.
Does it make it better?
All right. Well,
anyway, that's definitely a disorder.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Maybe she really did.
She's funny. She said, what the F are you talking about?
Sure happened spontaneously.
Sure did. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Penis, vagina, penis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Deputy Dog calling in.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, that kid didn't have Tourette's. I think he could see dead people.
All right, thank you.
I bet
they got one hell of a number on that show last night. I know anybody who didn't watch that show last night.
It was pretty intense. It was, you know, and I like a show like that. I mean, it's nice to see kids that are smarter than everybody else.
Why not just have Darth Maul as the host? You know, somebody really scary.
All right, you've got 5 seconds.
Hello.
Hello.
And stop twitching.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, I live beside the twitchy kid's uncle, and his whole family twitches.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Everybody wants to discuss the twitchy kid now.
The twitchy kid.
Okay, one last call. We have to do a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I speak with Don and Mike?
Yes, turn your radio down, please, for the love of God.
Can I speak with Don and Mike, please?
Okay. Yes, you are.
I want to talk about the kid with the twitch.
Disqualification. That doesn't mean a girl's calling. That doesn't mean Buzz has a news story.
Right. How sad. Second smartest kid in America, but will forever be known as Mr. Twitch.
Twitchy kid, Mr. Twitch. Tommy Twitch.
Tommy Twitch.
And now, here's Tommy Twitch.
Okay.
Clear the line. Clear the line.
Twitchy kid.
Time for 100. Right now. Right now. Chance to win my Five. Bastard bitch! $100. Call Toya, whore! Or call Lisa, slut! Phone number 877-65-3636.
Cap, cap, cap.
Good luck!
With a chunk of Pat Summerall's stomach in every delicious bite. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Here's my boo-boo.
Did you wash up?
Are you being sexy now?
Did you wash yourself up?
Oh. I cleaned up a little.
I know you had to clean up, didn't you?
Just a little e-bath there.
Little Elvis Presley bash you had to take.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
You know you've really satisfied your wife when she gets up. Can I say this on the radio? When she gets up and goes to the bathroom, you know, to do whatever women do after you have sex with your wife, and she announces that I've left too much.
Well, that's because most times it's at nighttime or, you know, it's before I bathe. And but I you know.
She went to the bathroom and I heard, wow, wow, what a mess.
That means you have been,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, pent up.
Yes.
Pent up. Honey, listen. Here's,
you know, does that make you proud?
Yes.
Here's, you know, you take honor from the oddest things.
Here's what I wanted to ask you. This is why I've asked you to join us on the show right now. How long today do you think our actual lovemaking session lasted? I know because we checked the clock because you said to me, don't you have to go to work?
Yeah, and you said I have some time, and I said how long, and you said long enough, and I didn't say this just out of sheer kindness, but you were wrong.
I did have long enough.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I beg to differ.
I had plenty of time.
What did
so
I
you,
say?
Did you send some kind of new record, or is that what you're getting at here?
I don't think that the time allotted from the time that we were naked to the time that we got up is anything to be ashamed about. How long do you think it was, Mike?
Well, I know that you have talked about your record being somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 minutes.
No, maybe it wasn't, 15.
Oh,
it wasn't that long.
Length for being long.
It wasn't that long.
All right, but you've talked about that being your record.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I'm going to say a number you've thrown out before. You usually say 8 minutes is one good number, so I'm going to say 8 minutes.
No, Buzzy.
I'll say five.
No, like you guys are thinking our anniversary or a special occasion.
No, honey. It was 7 minutes today. 7 minutes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Don't you remember when you said to me, you said, do you have time? It's 1:41. And I said, no, that clock is fast.
Right.
So that's when we officially started at 1:41, and we were done at 1:49.
Mm-hmm.
7 or 8 minutes.
Well,
I'm proud of that.
And maybe it has something to do with all the thunderstorms around and stuff. You know, you get the electrical currents going, and you get charged up.
Listen, yeah. For me, that's an eternity.
You too? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And what did I say at the end?
I said, as always, you said fantastic.
No.
Said you're the best lay I've ever had.
No.
Said you're the best lay. I'm so glad I'm married that I don't want it from anybody else.
Did you say something romantic to your wife when you were done?
Oh, no, she wanted more.
Yeah.
She wanted more. And this is one of the times I said, well, I have to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Normally, I don't say that out loud.
Now, Elizabeth, hold on.
Thanks, huh?
Wasn't it one of the other times recently that we've done that in which I did say to you, hey, let's go for a second time?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right? It's just today I did have to get to work.
All right, boo-boo.
I'm not a machine, honey. I can't immediately.
You're not an object.
I can't immediately. I mean, I have to lay there for 10 minutes or so.
You're not a sex slave.
I just didn't have the 10 minutes. I'm not your droid. I'm not your sex droid.
Yeah, you know what? I'd have you reprogrammed if you were.
But I'm listen, you say whatever you want. I'm pleased with the fact that it was 7 actual minutes.
7 minutes.
Okay, but just FYI, just as a matter of semantics, just as definition, not long enough. So next time I say you how long and you say not long enough, it's not...
It seems to me that 7 minutes is plenty amount of time to get that job done. For me, that is like an endurance course.
Yes.
7 minutes.
It's not, for the average woman, probably not long enough.
Right, I know. Well, then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. It's the story of our sex life. I told you, I've never struck out having sex.
That's right.
Every time I hit a home run.
Another odd thing to be proud of, but go ahead.
All right, I am. I love you.
I love you, boo.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. You know, 7 minutes.
She sounded happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She sounded very happy and satisfied.
You know, I know that there are... She's not satisfied.
No, I know.
I know that there are safe crackers out there who could break into a bank, crack a safe, take all the money and get out in 7 minutes.
What is your all-time record?
Yeah. I think it's like 12 minutes. Like 12.
You're exhausted.
That's the longest. That's where I was like staring at the ceiling thinking about my grandma.
Right.
Thinking about anything except sex.
Do you mean, are you talking 12 minutes of actual...
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's...
penetration.
Wow.
Right.
Boy.
Right.
That's great.
I know. That's why I'm proud of that.
No, that is terrific.
I'm not
talking 7 minutes.
Well,
that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's I thought you were talking about 7 minutes from beginning to end whole activity.
No, there was all the stuff. I mean, I kissed her and everything.
Seven minutes.
It was all of that before, and then the clothes drop. That's when it began. That's when I looked at the clock. She said, "Don't you have to go to work?" And I said, "No, that clock is fast.
Right.
We have time. Let's go.
Was it, why am I asking these questions? Was it 7 minutes of actual...
intercourse.
Yeah, I know. And was it just, that you just held out, or did you do anything? Did you implement any strategies or anything like that? So you were actually trying to, you know.
Yes, honey.
I hate to dispute you, but I said how much time before, while we still had our clothes on. So that's
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did, because before we even...
Honey, we were...
If we were standing there naked and the decision had been made, why would I ask you if you had time?
I believe... All right, if you want to be specific, mm-hmm. I do believe at that point you already had your pants and your blouse off.
No.
And you were standing there in your underpants and your bra.
So she...
I already had my shirt off and my shoes off.
I disagree. I think it was while I still had my sandals on. We were still making the decision whether there's time or not.
So is Rita disputing the total time?
Yes, she is, and she's wrong.
Time was spent in the act.
I have no problem telling you. If I'm a 30-second man, I come here and I tell you.
You know, we're going to have an independent judge in there the next time.
How about Lisa? Listen, I would tell you.
Then it would be like 7 seconds.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I would tell you if it was 30 seconds. I would tell you if it was 2 minutes. Hell, I would be proud if I lasted 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. For me, that's like setting some kind of a goddamn sex world record.
That is a good number.
Seven minutes.
It doesn't even matter, because not long enough is not long enough.
I know. Well, that's, you know.
Okay.
But I'm saying, and I think Frida will agree, that when you're talking about long enough, she's not asking you for the long time in the actual act. She's asking for the length of time, you know, doing other things.
I know, the warm-up.
Up to the warm-up.
Beggars can't be choosers. And what, Mike, when I hung it up and you said she sounds happy? Amused for happy.
All right, goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
Amused. You know, that would be, I would imagine if you finished making love to your wife and she looked at you and said, that was very amusing.
Yeah, that's what she thinks.
This is
7 minutes. I'm sorry. You can't bake the cake in 7 minutes.
See, I think...
soup for you.
I was always thinking, you're talking about the entire endeavor. If you're talking about that, then I'm very impressed with that number.
And that is the number.
And all of your numbers prior to that you've talked about when you set some records.
Although I've been very fast. I mean, there's been times when it's been, seriously, 30 seconds.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you take it. But you still never spend any inordinate amount of time in, like, foreplay or anything.
Prep, no.
No.
Well, frankly, because, you know, unless she's just come up right out of the tub... She doesn't love me.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's concerned. You know,
I understand
she's concerned for my safety.
I totally understand.
Hello.
Safety.
I should go down there with those big goggles on. Like the kind that Kareem used to wear after somebody poked him in the eye.
Right.
Those big Tim Allen goggles.
It's not all, you know, there are other forms of it,
and
too.
And big plastic gloves.
There you go. Yeah, now you got that.
Big yellow latex gloves.
A big jumpsuit.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Call 100, right?
Yes, right.
Good man. Way to maintain your focus, sir.
Call 100.
There you go.
That's you. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Terry.
Terry, where are you from?
I'm calling from Grass Valley, California.
Terry, caller number 100, and you have won the Buffy the Vampire Slayer prize pack, courtesy of the WB. Watch an all-new Buffy the Vampire Slayer last night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, only on the WB.
It was a great show.
Mm-hmm. That was last night, right, Buzz?
Yes, it was.
This was yesterday's prize that I didn't get to. But
how was it, Buzz?
Oh, it was great.
All of the Buffy stuff. And now you'll go for the big bucks, $500 online. Secret sound number 2. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll play you the sound now. Common everyday sound heard in the home, the office. Hell, maybe even in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Sir Robert Goulet.
And we wish you... Go!
God speed.
Caller, name this sound.
All right, there it is. Common sound. Home, office, car, vacation, virtually anywhere.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But that was a show you just did right there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
standing
you.
Up, hand going back and forth.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For five bills, what is that?
Sounds like a door closed.
Pardon me?
A door closed?
What happened to your phone?
Hello?
Hi. You still there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, wait,
what are you doing there?
Are there two people there? What's going on?
No, I don't know what the hell's wrong with the phone.
All right, what is the sound?
It sounds like it's a door closing.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, though.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
All right, Derek, don't forget, every guest is a
clue for you.
All right, right. Thank you, Twitchy. We'll play the game again shortly.
All right.
All right, now, girls, listen, lines are open right now. If you want to call for the strip trivia thing, Toya, Lisa, Beth, they will put you right to the front of the line. And please, no calls with guys until we get all of the girls calling in.
That's right. You're playing for a trip to Japan.
Okay. Before I tell you this thing about the lotto riot, I wanted to tell you that I guess we're feuding. I guess we're not officially feuding, but I'm pissed at Mr. Methane.
Really?
We had Mr. Methane on our show, I think, 2.5 years ago for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had him on a couple of other times after that.
Yes, he's the world's most prolific farter.
And we really did get the ball rolling on Mr. Methane. I mean, I know he goes on every goddamn radio show in the world now, but
right.
There was a time, you know, and those of you who listen to us that would know that, you know, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, the only place you could hear Mr. Methane was on our show.
That's right.
So we get a letter today from Mr. Methane. And I know that his publicist, he now is a publicist, has called Charlie Broyhill before and said he wants to have Mr. Methane come back on the show.
Right.
Said, wonderful, love to have him back on. Well, listen to this, though. The deal with Mr. Methane now is that he's become such a big shot in the last, I guess we haven't had him on for about a year. In the last year, he's become such a big shot that now he won't come on our show or any disc jockey show. And furthermore, they're shopping him out to every disc jockey in the world.
Okay,
now. I mean,
sure.
He's going on all the shows. He's going on Howard Stern. He's going on Man Cow. He's going on Bob and Tom. He's going on every goddamn show in the world.
All right.
And the deal is that if a disc jockey now wants to have Mr. Methane on their show, that they have to, the disc jockey has to book a club that holds at least 1,000 people so that Mr. Methane can come to town and do his live show.
Oh, please.
And in return for this, in return for booking the club in which Mr. Methane will get all of the money from the ticket sales,
right.
You, the disc jockey, are allowed the thrill of having Mr. Methane on your radio show.
And he was an okay guest, but I'll be honest with you, it wasn't all that awe-inspiring.
Right. I mean, it was funny, and at least it was unique a couple of years ago when we were the only guys that had him on.
I will be honest with you that I find his wind breakage to be somewhat unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's, I always thought it was more like putting your hand in your armpit than it really was listening to somebody break wind.
Hey, Charlie, you got that press packet that they sent? Would you run that upstairs and get that for me? I'd love to read you the press packet that they sent along from Mr. Methane.
You have to get the room. You have to book the room.
Hold 1,000 people.
You have to make sure that they sell out or something like that.
Yeah, hold on. I've got to read it to you because you got to understand that this guy, Mr. Methane, 2.5 years ago, this guy would send us letters all the time begging us.
Oh, absolutely.
To put him on the air. And after we put him on the air, and he was on the air one time, I think he called the next day and said he got like 10,000 hits on his website. And he was amazed. And he put out a CD and he came on again and he was like, oh, listen, thank you guys. You know, you're fantastic. Thank you so much. Then we haven't heard from him, like, for the last year and a half.
I would imagine if you were going to a club to see his act. I mean, that's kind of a one-trick pony, isn't it?
And apparently what he's been doing now in the year and a half that he's been away from us is he found out that disc jockeys like this.
Right.
So he's been going on every other radio show in the world, and now he's trying to whore out disc jockeys. And, you know, we got this letter today, and Charlie Broyhill showed it to me, and I said, well, you just call Mr. Methane and tell him to go F himself.
The world's windiest website.
Yeah.
Is he going to get any takers with those restrictions?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
You think DJs will still have him on their show?
Sure. Somebody like Man Cow will.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You got it, Rob?
He's on his way.
All right. Broyhill is on his way. And let me take a phone call while we're waiting.
Very good.
I'll just read you this press release. It'll crack you up. No pun intended. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I'm Caller 100.
No.
Now you're not.
No, sorry. We've already done the contest.
No, did you?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry about
you
that. It? Pay attention next time.
All right, here's what we got.
Okay.
As you can see now, no longer do we just get a handwritten letter from Mr.
Right.
Methane.
Yeah.
Now we get Edge Management brings you Mr. Methane.
Oh, yes. He's got a slick PR firm now.
Dear Charlie, here is the official press kit for Mr. Methane. As I discussed with you, we will be in New York on July 21st, in Washington, D.C. on July 28th. We'll be doing lots of promotions. We're looking for other radio shows to help sponsor and promote shows in their local markets. Take a look at the enclosed materials. We have a completely unique act, which is guaranteed to draw a large audience. A performer like Mr. Methane does not come along every day, and people will be drawn to him.
Please.
We demand venues that seat a minimum of 1,000 people.
Mm.
Bars and nightclubs are preferable, although Mr. Methane can fill a theater as well. We'll keep in touch. I'll be calling you next week to start setting up dates. Until we get Mr. Methane here in the States, however, you can keep your audience intrigued with call-in bits. Call me, and I can arrange to have Mr. Methane call your show hosts for some great on-air fun.
Hey, God, let's just control everything. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you get some management. They do that.
We can't wait to get started. This is a unique and hilarious act that will amaze your radio audience. Call me today if you want to help schedule his live show or have a call-in.
Wow.
And, you know, I get this, and it's like, F you.
Too much.
Right? Nice. You know, I mean, we had the guy on before anybody knew him. We thought he was funny. And just call us.
You come on the show. That's good for, you know, promoting yourself. That's the way. But you don't make us jump through hoops.
Right.
Not worth it.
And here we are.
What are you going to do, seriously, you know, with 1,000 people showing up? I mean, I'd love to know what, you know, how long does that show last?
Here we are in the press kit.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see in the press kit, they have quotes. Kelsey Grammer says, he'll blow you away. We're delighted with the product. Don and Mike.
Oh, God.
After hearing MrMethane.com. Then they have another one from Kelsey Grammer.
I don't ever, it's funny when you read quotes like that, and that's, they've done that for us before, and I'll tell you, it's just funny because I don't, we're delighted with the product.
Yeah, right.
I don't hear that coming out of either your mouth or my mouth.
We're delighted with the product of a guy who can fart music.
Yeah, fantastic.
Delighted with the product.
You would think he'd be a fat guy. He's not. He's a skinny guy.
Right. Well, anyway, that's it. So that's why I guess you won't be hearing Mr. Methane again on our show.
Hey, Mr. Methane is sold out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, his flame does not burn anymore.
Right. Goodbye, Mr. Methane.
See you later.
Too bad you don't remember where you started.
Absolutely.
When you were happy to get 10,000 hits on your website one day.
Good luck with your world tour.
That's right.
People want to go in and do his theater and watch you fart.
That's all right.
I think it's perfect for the radio, frankly. I think farting is perfect comedy for the radio.
There's plenty of disc jockeys who will jump through those hoops to have them.
Hey, how you know, Mr. Methane? We got the theater books. 1,000 people to see the Mr. Methane Fighting Show.
Hey, listen, we're the Breakfast Flakes, and good morning. You're not going to believe this. A guy who performs flatulence will be coming on this show this morning.
Listen, before we get him on here, we want to tell you he's going to be at Chuckles. He'll be at Chuckles, the venue seating 1,000 people, farting on command for you. It's a 15-minute act where he farts. Thank you.
$29.95. A portion of the proceeds will be going to the Breakfast Flakes Help the Kids program.
There you go.
That's the case.
Thank you.
So anyway, goodbye to Mr. Methane. Now, about the lotto, we did a lot of talking about it yesterday.
We did indeed. We all bought tickets.
We all lost.
Right.
But this cracked my ass up. Remember we were discussing the thought of a millionaire going out and buying, you know, millions of dollars worth of tickets
mm-hmm.
to ensure that he would win the lottery.
Sure. Right.
Well, a guy took our advice on a much smaller scale. There's a guy in Walkersville, Maryland, which is right by Fredneck, Maryland.
Okay.
Guy went into a Sheetz, which is like a
convenience store gas station.
Hybrid,
right.
Like of a 7-Eleven, you know, one of those deals. A
lot more trucker friendly.
Went in yesterday and wanted to buy $10,000 worth of lottery tickets.
You're kidding.
Went in with $10,000 cash.
Ooh.
Wanted to buy $10,000 worth of tickets.
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
Wait. It gets better. So the guy's waiting in line, gets up to the counter, and says, you know, can I have 10,000 marbles, please? The guy behind the counter says, okay. Now, meanwhile, like all convenience stores where they're selling these tickets yesterday,
right.
There's a line of people outside. People start getting pissed that this guy is taking the time that it takes to buy 10,000 lottery tickets.
I would love to know the details of how much time it would take to print out $10,000 worth of lotto tickets.
We're going to call the sheets and find out, because here's the last part of the story. While the 10,000 tickets are printing out, the machine, the lottery machine, overheats and breaks. The people who are in line then begin to riot.
Oh, God.
Is that great?
Oh, man. Only in America, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that great?
What do you mean? What do you mean that my shame broke down?
Right.
Oh, this is not the best game in town.
So we're going to call the sheets.
You have reached is not in service.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
The sheets.
Hello, sheets.
I like the sheets. I'm a fan of the sheets.
Sheets.
Sheets and Walkers, how can I help you?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll get the sheets where you are. Thank you.
And if they're not where you are, hopefully the sheets will hit the fan soon.
This is Crystal. How can I help you?
Hi, Crystal. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second to talk about your riot yesterday?
We didn't have a riot yesterday.
Oh, good. Maybe you can enlighten us. Can you talk to us for a second?
Is this where the guy tried to buy 10,000 tickets?
Yes, sir.
And then wow.
And then the machine broke?
Not in his tickets.
But the machine broke, though?
Yes, right after.
So a guy comes in there and actually said to somebody behind the counter that he wanted to buy $10,000 worth of lotto tickets?
Yes, sir.
It's incredible. How did everybody react to that?
Just kind of amazed.
Did he have 10 grand in cash?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yep.
And he got the tickets, and then the machine broke?
Yep, that's how it goes.
Okay, but I heard on the news that they rioted, that the people in the store rioted.
No, but there was no riot here.
But people were upset?
Not really upset, just kind of furious that they couldn't get their tickets here. They had to get
just kind of furious?
Just kind of furious.
Just kind of furious.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, were people screaming and yelling and using profanity? And
no.
I mean, because this guy, how long did this guy tie up the lotto machine?
3 hours.
Boom.
3 hours. And how long after he was done getting his 10,000 tickets did the machine break?
Right after, actually.
Right after.
Right after. So we're there. So conceivably, there were people who were waiting in back of this guy to get lotto tickets.
For 3 hours.
And then as soon as he got done, the machine broke right after that. So there were people in that line that probably considered him the responsible party for that machine breaking, right?
Well, there was no one waiting that long for the tickets.
Oh, there wasn't?
No.
You know what? You sound like a very nice lady, but you're not telling us the whole story.
Come on now.
You're
tell
just
us
not
the whole
story.
No, it is the whole story. There was nobody waiting for the whole tickets. They found out it was going to take at least 3 hours for the tickets to be made, and they left and went across the street to another place.
Uh-huh. And so there was nobody.
I think the most someone waited was 20 minutes, and that's because they were totally amazed that he was buying that many tickets.
So what did the guy look like? Was he upscale or what?
No, he's a normal person like everybody else.
What about the people who you described as furious?
They just kind of couldn't believe that I was going to let him tie up my machine for that long.
And you only have one machine?
I have one machine.
One machine. Have you been on all the TV stations today?
No, sir.
No, are we the first radio show to call you?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, another Don and Mike Show exclusive.
It's been a terrific interview. You know, if you have, there might be a future for you working for the State Department.
You're very good at the double talk.
I tell you, you would be. I mean, you're giving us the answers. I mean, this is the way they do it at the higher levels of government, really.
No, really, I know we're not getting the whole story.
Yeah, I bet somebody turned over like a package of Little Debbie's or something.
A Twinkies thing or something.
If they did that, they did it without my knowledge.
Yeah, is this one of those big sheets where you all have the, you know, the intercom systems and you tell people what pump they can use?
Yes, sir.
How many pumps do you have there, honey?
I have 16.
16 gas pumps. That's incredible. Was a trucker that did it?
No, actually it wasn't.
Can you tell us the guy who went in with the 10 grand?
No, I won't give his name out. He'd like not to be known.
Did you ask that yet?
No, I didn't ask his name.
He didn't ask that yet. Yeah, see, you slipped up there.
I was going to ask you something else, but you won't tell us his name, huh?
No, sir.
Did he have $1 bills, $10 bills, $100 bills?
He came in with $100
bills. $100
bills. $100 bills. Did he lay them all down at once?
No, sir.
Is it the talk of the sheets that this guy did that?
Kinda, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I can understand.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That woman was lying to us.
Yes.
She was so lying to us.
Standing in the middle of embers, burning embers, you know, where the people just turned over everything.
Right.
What do you mean?
I mean, 10,000 marbles, please?
Because I thought the story that I heard. I got a call from a guy who lives up in Frederick, Maryland today who said people went ballistic at this place.
I, who have very little interest in the lotto compared to a lot of other people, I mean, when Dennis calls, I'm excited. I bought tickets. My wife actually bought tickets because we were sort of into it. But, I mean, even somebody who's sort of not into it like me, I'd get mad if I saw a guy in there.
Of course you would. The guy was tying up the machine for 3 hours.
It's just like the world according to me.
Right.
I hope he enjoys that money he spent.
Hello. Oh, John Kim is on the phone. Oh. John Kim, yes.
Hey, Don, what's up, baby?
Hey, you never found a fat chick to go to the nudist camp with you, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
I wanted to share this with your audience. I was reading this book that during World War II, this artilleryman had hemorrhoids. And what had happened was he took a bullet and he went to stick it up his ass, but he got the bullet stuck up there. So what happened is he went to the doctors, and then the doctor asked him if it was still active, and he said yes, it was still active. So they had to get a whole bomb squad to come in to extract the bullet from.
Actually, John Kim, I think we've had this story on this show before about a guy that had a bullet in his ass.
Oh, okay.
I would rather talk about your actively searching for a fat chick to go to the nudist colony with you.
Yes, I'm still looking.
All right, what are you? You say a fat chick. Be more specific. What type of fat chick are you looking for? Describe your ideal fat woman.
Porcelain skin, silky hair, you know, fat chick.
Porcelain skin, silky hair.
Between 200 and 300. I don't want anything over 300.
All right,
okay,
well now,
so between
now we're getting the parameters. Okay.
Right,
between 200 and 300 pounds.
Right.
Do you care about hygiene?
Yes, I care about hygiene.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't want...
I'm sloppy fat.
You don't want... Well, I mean, if you're like 299... That's probably sloppy fat.
I like full breasts, you know. I don't like those little A or B, you know.
A lot of times you do see fat chicks, and you would think, as fat as they are, as sloppy fat as they are, that they have gigantic boobs.
Right.
But they have relatively small boobs.
Sure.
And you know
sure.
that if they were like if they were the physical size of Gwyneth Paltrow,
right.
they would just be flat as a board.
They have a delightful pear shape.
Right.
Pear shape, and you're looking for double D's probably.
The minimum. The better, you know what they say.
Mm-hmm. And again, John Kim is a, frankly, he's the stereotype of your average Asian guy. I mean, I said this yesterday. Big buck teeth, he's got the Coke bottle glasses, he's got
something, something out of a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah, he's got the Chinese guy haircut. What is the age of the woman that you're looking for, ideally, to go to the nudist camp with you, John Kim?
20 to 40.
20 to 40.
20 to 40, 200 to 300 pounds. I'd say you got a lot of women out there.
Do you care if she's a smoker?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I don't like chocolate, white.
All right, so...
Caucasian.
Oh, you're looking for a white woman.
No sisters.
No.
Okay, so, and what do you like to do? What are your likes and dislikes? Besides just going to the nudist camp.
Well, what if she's a Chinese doll? I mean, are Asian chicks okay?
That's cool.
Okay.
No chocolate, though.
All right, gotcha. What if she sings like Cher?
What?
I'm thinking that Cher lady probably...
The Cher lady probably perfect.
Probably fits the profile.
Be wonderful.
That's fine.
She might have to diet a little bit to get underneath that 300-pound barrier. But beyond that, I think she probably fits all the parameters.
And what can you offer a woman besides a trip to the nudist camp? What can you offer a woman, John?
I'm a poet, I'm a songwriter, those things.
No, don't go da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
You don't kill, don't cop out like that. More.
Swing dancer. I swing dance, I ballroom dance, waltz, tango, all those things.
Really?
An Asian tango dancer.
Yes.
Now, what fat chick between 20 and 40 is not attracted to that?
Yeah, I bet, and, you know, fat chicks are light on their feet.
And the reason, John Kim, that you're actively looking for a fat chick, why did you call us and say it's a fat chick you want to go to the nudist camp with?
Because I want to experience nudism, but I don't have the cojones to go out with... to go up to anybody, so, you know.
But you're looking, I mean, if you were in a bar and you were, and there was a woman you would approach the fat girls.
Right.
Because you just like fat women rather than skinny women.
Right.
Right, okay.
Very good.
Can I give an explanation of why?
Sure, why, John Kim?
Because when you hug a fat woman, you have something, more cushion for the pushing, if you know what I mean.
Well, the old traditional, you know, line about big women.
All right, hold on, John Kim. Hold on.
We have some women on the line.
I don't know if there are any fat women.
Poet, swing dancer, John Kim.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Tango artist.
Hello.
Hi, boys. This is Caroline from Strip Trivia Tomorrow.
Yes, Caroline. Hello.
Hello. Where is my competition?
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 6 girls, honey.
6 girls on the list right now.
Well, here's my question for you.
Yes.
I was putting together my outfit for tomorrow, and I'm wondering what your policy on layering is.
You come in with 5 articles of clothing.
Yeah, you have to have 5 items of clothing to start with. No more than 5, and that's, you know, any 5 you choose. You can wear them any way you want.
So at the end of the round, that's the end of the round.
Right.
You know, if you lose, you're totally naked.
That's fine by me.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Excellent.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah, I am a big, beautiful black woman, and I wanted to know why this man will not go to the nudist colony with me.
Okay, you let's put him on. Let's put him on together.
Hold on. Fair. John Kim, say hello to a big, beautiful black woman who's offended at you.
Hi, big, beautiful black woman.
Hello. What is your problem with big, beautiful black women?
They just don't appeal to me.
Why not?
They just don't.
Well, now, John Kim, you should actually get past this. I think you should take, what's your name, honey?
Lena.
You should take Lena to the nudist colony with you.
Lena, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Emphil?
Maybe.
Nell Carter?
Yeah, someone like Nell Carter.
Like
Nell
Carter.
Yeah, sort of.
John Kim, this sounds like the woman for you.
Yeah.
John Kim, I want to tell you something. Of course, I've been happily married for 18 years, but I will tell you that before I got married to my wonderful wife, I did experience hot interracial love.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's good.
Oh, it is.
It's good, John Kim.
Do not underestimate brown sugar, John Kim.
I'm not asking her to make love to me. I'm asking her to go to the nudist camp with me.
Well, you're just way too uptight about this.
John Kim, listen, frankly, if you don't accept Lena Wayback's offer here, I think that we will just discontinue being your pimp for the nudist colony.
That's right, because I think it's time for us to pry open your narrow mind, John Kim.
Where does she live?
I'm in Bethesda.
The nudist camp's in Crownsville.
What does that have to do with anything, John Kim?
It's a 45-minute drive, John Kim.
She's right in your wheelhouse.
You know, I don't think I want to go to the nudist colony with this old buck-teeth, big, glassed old turkey.
See, I don't blame you, Lena.
Right.
I don't blame you.
Well, you know, I would ask you to be more open-minded, Lena, that perhaps you could go to this nudist colony and you could tell us a little bit about John Kim and what he looks like naked and stuff.
You know, Lena, you could look at it as your own private mission to enhance race relations.
Well, maybe. I don't know, though.
To relax the tensions between the Asian and African-American communities.
I agree.
All right, John Kim, listen. I believe that we can twist Lena's arm to get her to go with you.
All right, I'll go.
Yes. Okay.
Lena.
Now, you have to ask her nicely, though, John Kim.
Oh, Lena. Oh, great black goddess. Will you go to the nudist camp with me?
No, I changed my mind, sucker.
Oh, Lena.
Shot down.
Well, you blew it, John.
Shot down.
All right, bye-bye,
Mike. Bye, baby.
Bye, Lena.
All right, now, John Kim.
Yes?
I'm going to have to hang up on you now.
Why?
Well, you've totally alienated the big black women in our audience.
You lost your opportunity. There was a nice, big, fat girl for you.
Let me be on hold for 3 more calls.
All right, hold on.
He wants 3 more calls.
All right. Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Maryland. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, I have a question for Buzz.
Okay, I'll try. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I was looking on the internet, and it looks like, on the picture of you on the internet, it looks like you have a tongue ring. Do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, tell the truth, Buzz.
But for you, I'll get one.
I've heard that they feel really good.
That's Elizabeth, what I hear. Where do you have the phone? Is it in your armpit right now?
No, I'm in a closet where my computer is.
In the closet. Oh. Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
He has a scrotum pierced.
What?
You heard me.
I didn't really. What'd you say?
Yes, you did.
I did not. Seriously, what'd you say?
He has a scrotum pierced.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jingle bells.
Bye-bye. Okay, hello. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Got all these women you need. They're at the truck stop next door.
What do you mean, fat chicks?
Yes. They're whores. They're waiting for that guy.
Wow.
Where are you calling from?
You're angry,
sir. I'm in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, so you've had your way with some of these women?
Oh, yes.
Really?
With big fat whores?
No, I kind of take the fats and slide them off to the side.
Boy, oh boy.
All right.
Thank you, CW.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Roll that truck in convoy.
CW McCall.
Just slide it off to the side.
Time for another nut log at Stuckey's. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know who he's talking about. He wants Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Oh, hey.
She definitely doesn't need to make love to her, right?
You know what, though?
What?
She might be out of the boundaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, but I bet he'd make an exception. We could only ask.
Hello. All right, let me ask him. John Kim?
Yeah.
I just took three more calls. There was one girl who wanted to talk about Buzz, and two guys who just was off. So no more fat chicks have called for you. How would you feel about Cheryl the Big Dyke?
That's fine.
I believe we've tapped into something here.
She doesn't do anything for me, but I'll go with her. I just need somebody to go with, that's all.
She doesn't do anything for you, but I thought you liked big chicks.
But it's Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yeah, right, but she's a big fat chick.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if the last time when you woke up in the morning you took a good hard look at that mirror, John Kim. But I mean, we're not talking about Tom Cruise here.
You're not Jackie Chan, okay?
Hey, I look like Jackie Chan if I was a little shorter and thinner. My face was different.
There is no way you would look like Jackie Chan.
If I was shorter and my face was different, I'd look like Jackie Chan.
No way. I know all you Asians look the same, but absolutely not. John, who knows? Listen, look at it like this. Maybe you could be the person to bring Cheryl around to the other side.
I don't think so. Oh,
hold on. Here she is. Here she is. Everybody's favorite.
Cheryl's not going to like him. I know that already.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Hi,
guys. Cheryl. Hi, honey.
I heard you talking about me. I had to call.
Well, this guy, John Kim, this Asian guy, wants a fat chick to go to the nudist colony with him.
Oh, really? When?
John Kim?
Next week.
I would have to check with my girlfriend.
All right.
You're kind of not my type.
You know who I am.
But I am a double D. They were talking double Ds earlier, and I am a 46 double D.
Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, Cheryl, would you be offended if we asked you to give us your current estimated weight?
Oh, about 250.
250, whoa, right in the middle. The perfect woman for you, John.
About 256, except I'm a lesbian.
Yes, you're a lesbian. That's right.
Except I'm over 40.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know something? You don't look over 40,
Cheryl.
Thank
you. No. I know.
How old are you, Cheryl?
I'm 42.
42? You're a very young-looking 42.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm 42, so I'm 2 years out of the range for him. But I'm right there with the weight and the boob size.
Well, would you consider going out with him, Cheryl, to teach him a lesson?
I'll bring a 300-pound fat chick with me.
Oh.
That'll teach him a lesson.
Hey, bravo.
No, I'll have to check with my girlfriend.
Okay.
All right.
When is it? Next week when?
Saturday?
Chow Young Fat.
What'd you call me?
Chow Young Fat.
I got your Chow Young Fat.
Oh, no. Chow Young Fat's cute. Uh-huh. When is it?
Next Saturday. Saturday
night?
During the day.
Isn't Chow Young Fat Anna and the King, Cheryl?
Yes.
Yeah, he's very handsome, actually.
Chow Young King, the guy with the...
Chow Young King.
See, the guy with the...
Chow King. Chow Young Fat.
What did I say?
Chow Young King. Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking of, the Chinese food.
Yes.
Is he the guy with the dyed hair?
Yeah.
Who's the Asian guy that has, like, the platinum blonde hair?
No.
No, he was the guy that was in that movie with Jodie Foster.
Who's the guy that was in The Replacement Killers, I think?
Anybody know
the guy I'm talking about?
No.
That's Chow Young Fat.
What?
That's him, Chow Young Fat.
Oh, same guy.
Yeah, same guy.
Okay, there you got it.
Got it. Okay, bingo. All right, well, Cheryl, listen, is this on or off? I got to move on.
I have to check my girlfriend.
All right, John Kim, I will...
I'll call you guys.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, and if not, I'll find a nice 300-pound black woman for you.
All right,
excellent.
All right, okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, honey. Goodbye, John Kim.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, more proof that this show is all-inclusive.
Melting pot right here.
Absolutely. We've got an Asian taking a 250-pound lesbian to a nudist camp.
Dyke.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
You guys, I got to give you a little news, man. My dad came out to visit me in California last week. And he's about that most uptight dude around. And he listened to your show. I've never seen so many pretty whites. That guy was laughing his butt off at you, too.
Showing the piano keys.
He was in the Korean War, though. He did not understand why you were giving that ex-employee of yours such a bad time.
Which ex-employee is that?
The dude, Bob Dole dude.
Nick Joe.
Nick Joe.
No, Joe Mama.
Oh, my God. We got it!
Oh,
hook, line, and sinker.
Christ!
Same guy, too.
Christ!
The original.
We are idiots.
The original, and he got us.
I swear to God, we are idiots.
He got it. He hit quick, he hit hard.
Damn, we're dumb.
He got us.
Oh, we're dumb, we're dumb, we're dumb.
Oh, man.
All right, he got us.
I can't speak. I am dumb.
I am dumb. One of his best.
You know, he never fails to amaze me.
Yes, we are dumb.
We've been stung.
Please. We must lick our wounds.
Absolutely.
We will be right back.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right, here we go with the station break. York, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Sports Radio, W-O-Y-K. And Portland, Oregon, K-G-U-Y. Plattsburgh, New York, W-E-A-V. And in New York City, where someday we hope to go back and start broadcasting from again. Oh, boy. WNEW.
You mean they broadcast from Monday till Friday?
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we thought we'd be back in New York this week.
Right.
Doing the show from NEW. The simple actor's trick.
It's a simple actor's trick.
To get the lines, you know, forwarded, the phone lines forwarded from here.
The phone lines I advanced on.
The Manhattan studios. But as it turns out, all of the Infinity managers are away at their
nude vacation
in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. You know, gambling.
You know, this is what I don't get. This is the cheapest company in the world.
Right. They do one thing every year.
CBS. I swear to God. You go out for dinner, you try to expense it, they give it back to you.
Right.
You take a cab, you expense it. They give it back to you. I want $100 to give away on the show.
Right.
They say no. We say, can you put a billboard up to support the show? No. However, once a year, they get all the managers, all the people who really have nothing to do with the success of the radio station.
Absolutely.
And they send them to an exotic location.
They're exotic every year. They've gone to Cancun. They've gone to the Bahamas.
They've gone to Honolulu.
It's incredible.
This year, they go to Vegas. And you know all it is 3 days of them getting liquored up and getting whores.
Sure.
And gambling and going to strip clubs and watching porno. And because they're all at this meeting, and incidentally, they keep it a secret from us now.
Of course.
About where the meeting is at, which hotel it's at.
Right. Well, because I thought originally before it closed, it was going to be the Mustang Ranch.
Because in previous years, we've actually called and pulled Ken out of these meetings.
Mustang Ranch. Yes, Ken Stevens, please.
But this year, it's a big secret.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been told under no circumstances will we be allowed access to the hotel that the CBS manager's meeting is at.
Really?
Yeah, we've even tried in the off hours calling virtually every hotel on the Vegas Strip and simply asking for Ken Stevens, Jeremy Coleman. Hi, Charlie.
It's not that big a secret. I have the number.
Oh, bring it then, please.
They've already checked out.
Oh, bummer.
Christ. When did they check out?
This morning.
Just this morning. Mm.
So you just got the number and they checked out? Huh?
No, I've had the number all week.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I asked you for it on Monday.
Right.
And you said, I don't know.
Hit the number. I said, okay, I will.
No, you said, I don't know where it is. They won't tell me.
Right. And then I said, I'll get the number.
And then you never got back to me.
Okay. You never asked for it again. I forgot.
Here we go. This is the second day. Boys.
Listen, hold on. If you got the number, how come you didn't come back to me then and say, here's the number?
I forgot.
Okay.
Gotcha. I completely forgot after I got it.
Okay, thank you. See, well, I'm working for 2 days under the bus. And like when I asked you about the phone lines for NEW,
right.
I said, do you know anything about the phone lines? You said, no, I've not been able to get a hold of Jeremy. And I thought, you haven't been able to get a hold of Jeremy because he's
I haven't been able to talk to anyone about that.
You know, you are just an enigma. You really are.
I am.
You are a total enigma.
I wasn't going to deal with Jeremy on the phone lines. I was going to deal with the engineer in New York, but he is on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation. Of course
everybody's on vacation.
All right. Thank you.
But I could help.
Yeah.
There he goes, the Minister of Information, Mr. Charles Loring Broyhill.
There he is, everybody. Producer of the century.
So they've checked out.
Charlie Broyhill.
Some of them have checked out. Hello. Ken and Jeremy are still, you know, in the hot tub.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Those little drinks with the umbrellas in them.
Hello.
Isn't Vegas great?
Yes, it is, Ken.
It's just Ken, Jeremy... And it's also, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Is it Sam that's up
Sam
in New York?
Sam Ben Ruby.
Sam Ben Ruby and two white tigers. All on the top together. Tiger cubs. Big chains around their necks.
And that's all they've been doing. Every night is going to see Siegfried and Roy.
Again and again and again. They love that show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to call up for two things. First of all, the guy, the Asian guy with the platinum hair isn't Chow Yun Fat.
Who is it?
I don't know his name, but he was in Rush Hour with Jackie Chan. And Chris
No,
Tucker.
No, the guy that was in, well, okay, you know what? You're right, because I was going to say the Asian guy from Rush Hour was Jackie Chan. Yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking of. The guy who in Rush Hour pretended to be a cop.
Yeah.
When he stopped Jackie Chan's niece's car. And
see, I don't know that movie, so that's not Chow Yun Fat, you're saying?
But he's,
no.
But this guy I'm thinking of, he's been in 1,000 movies like this. Okay. And he always
plays... Platinum Hair?
Yeah, he always plays the bad guy.
I watch a lot of those Kung Fu movies. I've only ever seen him in that movie, but he may be.
No, I mean, I've seen him in regular movies, not
What's
in Kung Fu movies.
Yeah. You're a connoisseur of Jackie Chan movies. What's the Jackie Chan movie where he does all that stuff on a boat? Where they're out there.
Is
on
that
on
Who
a boat.
Am I?
I'm not sure which one it is, but it's when, you know, it's one of those dubbed in ones where they come up and he's with the syndicate leader's girlfriend on a boat.
Oh,
and then he jumps into the water.
Dragons Forever.
What is it?
Dragons Forever.
Dragons Forever.
Dragons Forever.
The guy says, are you making love to my girlfriend? And they say, no, I'm not. And then he jumps into the water, and then he comes up and he punches all his goons. It's great.
Exactly. The second thing I want to say is I was at that Vegas style show you guys had.
Yeah.
And I saw this Kim fella who so desires to be naked in front of people.
Yes.
I fear for humanity.
I don't blame you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
John Kim.
Bye-bye. I bet that Ken and Jeremy are also going to Circus.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. And they're staying at Treasure Island.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am.
Yes.
How about that? I'm calling about the nudist colony.
Are you a big fat chick?
Yeah.
You want to go with the stereotypical Asian?
Sure.
You do? Really?
Sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about the way you look?
I was thinking about that because I knew you'd ask me, and I really just don't know who I look like at all.
Honey, why don't you come down here and play strip trivia? I don't think we have a fat chick for strip trivia tomorrow.
Right.
I don't know.
Come on, why don't you?
I don't know.
One fat chick always brightens up the room.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How fat are you?
235.
235. How tall are you?
I am 5'3".
Okay. Listen, why don't you come down tomorrow? Listen, here's what we'll do. Sign you up for strip trivia. We need a seventh girl.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to go to a nudist colony with an Asian guy.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
That this would be new for me.
New for me? Well, what better way to warm up than by playing strip trivia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are we begging? Why are we begging?
Well, because we need one more girl, and frankly, we have to close the lines down pretty soon here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, all these other girls are hot. We got Meg Ryan, Alicia Silverstone, Olivia Newton-John.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The girl who looks like the porn star. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would just make your day, wouldn't I?
Well, we love to have fat women on strip trivia.
Come on, honey. Maybe second prize would be a nice honey-baked ham.
Do you like ham?
No, listen, really, if you...
The answer is yes.
If you were calling...
So it is.
If you were calling...
That's
to
my husband saying that.
Yes. So, is this Carrie Spiewak?
Hey, hey, hey.
Joke, Rob. Joke. Joke. Listen, if you were calling to go to the nudist colony, you might as well play strip trivia, but I'll leave it up to you.
You're right.
If you would like the information about John Kim, we'll be glad to give that to you. And if you'd like to play strip trivia, we'd like to have a fat chick play, too.
And it all kind of overlaps. We talk about the Asian John Kim, and then the trip on strip trivia is to Japan.
I see.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you think about it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, does that guy want a fat young man to go into that nudist column?
Okay, goodbye. Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don. I heard earlier today that someone did come forward for one of the prizes. There was a woman in Illinois, and she runs a gas station.
Oh, well, good for her. What, with the lotto thing, you mean?
Right.
Do you have that, Buzz?
I think he may have some facts confused. The one winner has come forward, and that's a man in Michigan. One of the sellers is a gas station, and the people who sell the lottery tickets get a cash prize as well.
Well, I was close.
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
Very
that's
good.
Charlie.
Bye-bye.
F. Charlie.
F. Charlie. Why F. Charlie?
Interesting hostility there.
What has Charlie done to you? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Hello.
How's it going there?
Fine.
First time caller. Got two things to clue you guys in about.
First time caller. Plenty of attitude, though.
Mm-hmm. First time caller, lots of energy.
Right.
On the Chalion Fat thing, he was in The Corruptor with Mark Wahlberg, and he was also in the movie The Replacement Killers, but he definitely does not have platinum hair, and he's like in all the John Woo movies, like The Killer and
yeah, John Woo.
Hold on, I got something here. Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh God, that is it still sponsored?
That fart was sponsored by Milwaukee Frozen Custard. Visit
Bravo.
Them on the web.
I know what you're wondering right now.
Very at nice. MilwaukeeFrozenCustard.com.
Fantastic.
I bet you're wondering if farts have lumps.
That's you got that over the phone, sir.
Yes, sir.
There's a little moisture factor there.
I wonder if
it's humid today.
Lonesome tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
I love the fact that our farts are sponsored.
Fantastic. And I want to salute Milwaukee's best custard.
Milwaukee Frozen Custard.
Frozen Custard.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Milwaukee's best beer.
Hello.
Hey, how about that concept? Yeah.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm moving to Denver. I was wondering if you guys are on in Denver.
Funny, I don't know. You know, for all I know, we probably are.
You don't know what station? You know all the stations.
No, I don't. Listen, I got a list here, and my list might even say Denver.
Right.
Can you tell me?
But frankly, I would hate to say yes because I really don't know.
We never really know.
You have to be on in Denver. You're on in Kansas. You got to be on in Denver.
We never know from one moment to the next where we're on and where we're not.
That is the thrill of working for Westwood One. Okay, so listen, I wish we had more time, but we have our final strip trivia contestant on.
Oh, fantastic. Hey.
Let's go to Susie. Hi, Suze.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
My baby. Susie, you want to be girl 7?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll be your fat girl.
Be the fat girl.
I had a feeling.
How old are you, honey?
29.
29, where are you from?
Manassas.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Recently been told Ashley Judd, but...
Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd.
Interesting.
I'm not that fat. I just had a baby 10 months ago, and I haven't really toned it all back up yet.
But if you look a little like Ashley Judd, you're probably a hottie.
Well, I'm not...
But maybe not.
Are you still lactating?
No. Stopped
okay.
that 2 months ago.
Oh,
so
good.
They shriveled down to nothing.
Are you excited about playing strip trivia?
Yeah, I'm excited to win a trip to Japan.
Right, they shriveled down to nothing. Come on down.
Yes.
Susie, you are the last girl for strip
All right.
trivia. You're the last one in, unless that other fat chick wants to play, then we'll have eight.
That's right.
Beautiful. Susie, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, Brian, hold on. One of our Time Life operators will tell you all the information.
There you have it. We have a full complement.
Mm-hmm. That's the lineup.
Dynamite.
7, maybe 8.
That's good.
What? Hello?
Hey.
Oh, did I pick up that up at the same time Lisa did?
I heard somebody.
Hola.
Gal there, or somebody talking.
Hello.
Hey, is that, my girl's, my sister is lesbian?
Yes.
Does Cheryl the Big Dyke look like that Mindy Cohn?
No.
Not really.
Not really, no.
No.
Mindy Cohn was a fat girl on Facts of Life?
Yes, she was.
Who, no, the brunette.
Well, Mindy Cohn was
no,
the big...
you know what? Don't do it. He's getting you to walk into a Joe Mama. Don't do it.
Joe Mama!
Way to go.
Thank you.
Way to go. Congrats.
Same guy.
Foiled you.
Same guy, I believe.
I think so. Don't go to that well more than once with us.
That's right. Don't get greedy, but let's look at me plodding right into it.
Love,
you know what? He was taking advantage of my love for Mindy Cohn.
Don and Mike show.
Oops. Hold on.
But how would he have gotten to Joe there?
Because one of the characters on The Facts of Life was named Joe.
Joe, that's
he
right.
He would have said, no, not Mindy Cohn.
The other one. You mean Joe?
Yeah, and then he would
have
said,
Joe Mama.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I was wondering if you guys would like the first male in your competition model to be a nice, tall, young brother with dreads.
That's pretty hilarious.
Are you talking about strip trivia?
Yes.
You have to wait. Later in the show, we're going to allow guys to call in.
Patience is a virtue, sir.
And we always, I want to be the first to.
Listen, we always have one or two brothers that get through, so just, you know, just chill.
The dreads, though?
Well, dreads or whatever, but you just have to wait like everybody else.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right.
As we say, the guy's much easier to accumulate than
right.
the girls.
But don't call yet, guys.
Right.
Do not call yet. We will open the lines later in the show.
Self-discipline.
To get our compliment of fellas for strip trivia. Now, we have to do a break. When we come back, I am going to get to this tape that we were sent.
Okay.
This movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm going to do this is, well, first off, the topic is fascinating. But you've got to hear about the guy who made this movie. There's a movie, Robbie, we will need the VCR, I think.
Okay.
There's a movie that's being premiered at the Kennedy Center here in D.C. this weekend.
Okay.
We got a press release today from our friend who works at AFI, the American Film Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent us a copy of part of this movie called Obsessed with Jews.
That's an interesting title.
And it's a movie by a guy named Jeff Krulik.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, it's, you know, it's being shown at the Kennedy Center.
Okay.
So it must have some value to it.
Okay.
And I'm reading the PR on this guy. Now, wait until you hear what this guy's resume. The guy who made this movie, Obsessed with Jews, that we're going to be watching in a second,
uh-huh.
and we're going to call up, he is the guy who created the television show Lancelot Link's Secret Chimp.
So he's a genius.
Right!
He is a genius.
That's what I'm saying.
So although the title is quite interesting, we have to find out where is he going with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. The movie, Obsessed with Jews,
interesting.
Which premieres at the Kennedy Center, was written and produced by Jeff Krulik, who was a writer for The Carol Burnett Show
okay.
and for Get Smart, and in the 1970s, he created Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, which everybody knows is our all-time favorite television show ever, bar none.
My God, the creator of Lancelot Link.
Because it's monkeys driving cars, monkeys wearing bathing suits.
It's the best. It's monkeys playing in a band.
Yes.
Monkeys being secret agents.
We love Lancelot Link.
So, I mean, even if we don't like the movie Obsessed with Jews, we certainly can talk to him about Lancelot Link.
And frankly, I'm looking forward to seeing Obsessed with Jews.
I'd like to see what it's about.
I have no idea how you could make a movie called Obsessed with Jews.
Interesting.
But we'll put it in the VCR. We've got the tape. And we've got the guy's phone number. So we'll call him in just a second, okay?
All right.
And then we got our Mother's Day thing coming up where we're going to be giving away diamond earrings today, too. For
diamonds.
Somebody's mommy. So stay right there.
Let them raise your children.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's why we're here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo, what's up, Don and Mike?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, baby?
What the dealio?
This your man calling. Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Why you guys always insulting me? I mean, why you guys, remember, first of all, let me start over. The guy yesterday.
What guy?
Who, supposed to gave you the number, the phone number for the, remember you gave the phone number out over the air?
Yes, of course they do, sure.
Now, you know, that asshole, he has, he went ahead and kept his phone off the line all night, so you guess what I did?
Well, listen, hold on. I'm sure you did something great, but I don't want to hear about it, okay?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. We can't, okay?
I don't want to hear about it, but thank you.
Understand that.
What about the other thing, though?
What other thing?
I mean, he called today.
He called, no, wait a minute. Are you doing a D's Nuts?
He's doing a D's Nuts.
No.
Are you doing a Joe Mama with us?
A Joe Mama?
He's
this was the D's Nuts guy. Well, then, fine.
Yes, of course. Hey, the D's Nuts guy.
Hey, did I figure that one out?
Yeah, I think you did.
Or did you say it first? I am really bad at it. I am really bad. I get easily duped, especially when somebody says, hey, my dad was listening, showing his pearly whites. And I'm like, hey, isn't that great? Fantastic. Joe Mama.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean from Columbia.
Hello, Sean.
And I was just talking to Lisa and Toya, and like, I know how you guys like sometimes complain that like they don't do the best
say,
job.
Say,
on the
wait, hold it. Stop right there.
All right.
For the next 5 seconds, don't say the word like.
More than five, Mike.
20 seconds, don't say the word like.
If you say like, you're going to be hung up on. Go.
You bet your bottom dollar. I think they're goddesses, and I want to learn from them, and I think that I can contribute to your show. I'm a local comedian, and
it's so funny when you listen to a guy that can't say like.
In being an intern or, just help you guys when you need to do some reporting on the streets, I think I can help you guys.
Okay. congratulate you on making it 20 seconds without saying the word like.
Excellent job. You did really well.
For that
well
alone,
with
you should. But no, listen, we've had so many dick interns. We finally have three.
Well, I'm 26.
We finally have three beautiful, competent women that work on this show. Absolutely. Why would I want to ruin that balance by throwing
they
you in
they
there?
They said they would teach me, though. They said they would. They would look after
now,
me.
Now, the balcony is closed.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
They loved me, though.
Yeah, right, sure. They loved
26. 26 going on, like, 16.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is the original Joe Mama guy, and I would like to tell all them other impersonators to get their own bits and stop bugging y'all. It's starting to get on my nerves.
Well, all right, thank you, Joe Mama guy. The original Joe Mama guy.
Very good.
The original.
Right. I will tell you, he may be the original, but there's a guy doing it right now.
The guy who got us the last time, frankly, is real good.
He's the true artist.
Yeah, I would like to tell you, when back with the tombstone, when somebody stole the tombstone, I got you with, Joe Arnsbarger, whatever his name is, on the third floor.
Joe Ardinger, you mean?
Yeah, well, I guess that's his name. But I got you with Joe, and you actually said, Joe who? And that's when I got you on first. And then I got Mean Joe Green with Joe Mean Green.
Right.
I got you in the loser contest. This should be the good one. I kept you on the phone for 20 minutes, and you were pissed at Rockhead. I didn't want to let them other guys know.
All right, listen, obviously, some guys out there, they have their little bits on the show. It means an awful lot to them.
It does indeed.
Hey, you're goddamn right.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you've thrown out the challenge to the other Joe Mama guys. Thank
you. Listen, see if they can best me.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great. There's a challenge we want to hear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
And listen, I want to tell you, we're going to devote the entire show on Friday.
Yes.
To taking nothing but D's Nuts and Joe Mama calls.
So be listening for that.
On Friday.
Very good.
Which is the day we're taking off this week. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Paisans. Cool bodies. Yeah. Remember me?
No.
I called a couple weeks ago. Just wanted to...
Oh, you?
Yeah, compadre. Remember Frank from California?
Sure.
Sure, Frank.
How you guys doing?
Great, thank you.
Fantastic.
Hey, you know what? I caught part of your show yesterday, and I just wanted to call and thank you for my prize. I've never heard anybody call you to thank you, and I got sick and tired yesterday of all those idiots calling your show.
What did you win from us, sir?
Gas grill.
A gas grill?
Oh, a gas grill.
And they actually delivered it?
They absolutely did.
Shocker.
Cool.
Thank you.
Have you barbecued on it?
I'm going to barbecue, as a matter of fact, tonight.
That's human right. Body parts.
In honor of Don and Mike, my paisans.
Who wants
a human head?
Who wants prostate? I do.
Fantastic. Hey, Honey Mustard.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Wow. I was going for trying a chance at a secret sound.
Oh, you got to wait until we play Touchstones.
Oh, well, I'm up here in Connecticut. I can't even hear the show.
Oh, so you were just kind of taking a guess at it.
All right.
I've been trying all afternoon, and they've been putting me through, and...
All right, you know,
we
do have a special exemption for those people who do listen to us in New York, since we're on time delay in New York.
Thank you.
All right, what's your name?
Eric.
All right, Eric, you know, we applaud the fact that you figured out we're on tape delay. You figured out the phone number. You called. You got through in the middle of the show.
What part of Connecticut are you calling from, Eric?
Right now I'm in Milford.
Milford, okay. It's down near New York City.
All right, we will give you a shot at $500 now.
Okay.
With a secret sound. Keep in mind, the last time someone from New York called, we immediately put them through. They figured out what the sound is.
Yeah, what was up with those guys yesterday? A crock pot and a refrigerator?
Ah, he's listening intently.
Okay. All right, Eric, here you go. We'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Sir Robert. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Now, before everybody else gets pissed, and the other 60 cities that we broadcast to, understand, we can't take phone calls from New York because we're on tape delay. So this guy figured out a way to get through. This is why he gets right in front of the
and
line.
The odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, Eric, you did it. You got through the maze.
All right, if I don't get this, I'm really stumped about it.
What
it's
is
a stapler.
No, Eric.
Oh,
Eric.
We're sorry.
No.
What a lame guess.
No, Eric.
Electric stapler?
No, Eric.
Eric.
Stapler's been guessed like a million times.
Goodbye,
Eric.
I can't hear the show.
Goodbye, Eric.
Oh, you can hear the show.
You
can
on tape delay.
Hear it tonight at 7, for God's sakes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, I would like to be your intern.
Jorge, no thanks. I'm all set, man. I don't need an intern.
May I handle your microphone?
No, it's got its own stand. I'm okay.
I could play your tapes.
I understand, Jorge, but really, we're set here. Thanks anyway.
Would you like to go to a nudist colony this weekend?
All right, goodbye, Jorge. Listen, I want to try to call this guy now real quickly. The guy name is Jeff Krulik.
Okay.
He's put out a movie that's premiering at the Kennedy Center. Now, as it turns out, the VCR is locked up. We can't launch it.
Okay.
His new movie is called Obsessed with Jews. And he's also the guy who created Lancelot Link, Secret Ship.
All right, is there any explanation to what this movie's about? I mean, is it...
It's a local accountant's collection of 7,000 items relating to prominent Jews.
Okay.
Hmm.
Here we go. Let's call him and find out. Find out what it's all about.
And we could also ask him about our favorite show.
Lancelot Link.
Lance Link, Secret Ship. Which we love. Freaking love that show with a passion.
Oh, it's a great show.
It's a great show.
What are you going to do now, Mona?
Hello, Lancelot.
You know, with all the crap
they have. This is Jeff Krulik. Please leave a message.
Oh,
thanks
where are you, Jeff? Oh, Jeff, we're calling. Jeff, hello. This is Don and Mike. We are not obsessed with Jews, but we are obsessed with Lancelot Link, Secret Ship.
Lancelot Link, Secret Ship.
We wanted to talk to you about your movie and about Lancelot Link.
Listen, Jeff... I guess the letter here is from Jeff, right? Yes, it is. It says, Donna, Mike, it closes my video, which is premiering at AFI Kennedy Center this weekend, along with lots of other stuff. It closes a recent Washingtonian article. If you would like to interview Neil...
Who's Neil? What the hell's that? I don't know. His phone number is...
I'm also available. My phone number is... So we're calling
okay.
You.
Okay. All right, we'll find out.
Listen... We're not obsessed with Jews, but we are obsessed with Lancelot Link.
We'd love to talk to you because, you know, if you created Lancelot Link...
You're a genius.
Absolutely, and I bet the movie's genius, too.
I'd like to know why you're obsessed with Jews. So please call us. Just don't call Friday. We won't be here Friday.
Bingo.
And don't call tomorrow, because tomorrow's the all-nude show.
So maybe we can chat next week.
Okay. Bye, Jeff. Oh, do your Lance Link for him.
Which one would you like? I do them all.
What's the high-pitched one?
That would be Mata Hari. Okay. Mata Hari.
Do the Mata Hari then.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see you later, Jeff. I was a big fan. I was a big fan of Lancelot Link, Secret Ship.
What are we going to do now, Jeff? You're not at home. There you go.
He's not at home, Lancelot.
He's not at home. We'll get Credo.
Thank you. Bravo. Thank you. The Lancelot Link collection, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
I forgot who the guy was that was the assistant.
Send your message. Press 1. To re-record your message, press 2.
No.
To review your message,
yeah.
Press 3.
Jeff, hello. This is Don and Mike. We are not obsessed with Jews, but we are obsessed with Lancelot Link. Secret Ship.
Lancelot Link.
We wanted to talk to you about your movie and about Lancelot Link. Listen, Jeff.
I'm just basically waiting to hear at the end when Mike does all the voices.
Yes, it is. It says Donna, Mike, and closes my video.
You know, there's lots of people listening who I'm sure have no idea who Lancelot Link is.
You
know, when we were kids, this was the funniest goddamn show. They had monkeys drive cars.
Right.
Monkeys eating at dinner tables, like wearing suits and ties.
Are we in agreement, though? The best was when they were at the beach.
Yeah, okay. Monkeys going surfing. You couldn't beat it.
We're not obsessed with Jews, but we are obsessed with...
And they had the monkeys wear, like, the old-time 1920s bathing suits.
Right. Lancelot Link, you're a genius. Absolutely.
You like with a, wife-beater top?
Genius, mm-hmm. Too. I'd like to know why you're obsessed with Jews. So please call us. Just don't call Friday. We won't be here Friday. Bingo. And don't call tomorrow, because tomorrow is the all-nude show. So maybe we can chat next week. Okay? Bye, Jeff.
Oh, here comes the good part.
See your Lance Link for him. Which one would you like? Yeah. I do them all. What's the high-pitched one? That would be Mata Hari. Okay. Mata Hari. Do the Mata Hari then.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see you later, Jeff. I was a big fan. I was a big fan of Lancelot Link, Secret Jim.
What are we going to do now, Jeff? You're not at home. There you go.
He's not at home, Lancelot.
He's not at home. We'll get Credo.
Thank you, Bravo. Thank you, Lancelot Link collection, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye. To send your message, press 1. To re-record your message,
I'll send it with urgency.
Send. Thank you for calling.
Don't they normally say if you want to send with urgency?
Make it urgent.
Make it urgent.
I might call them on my own sometime and just go, this is a voice from your past. Pick up the phone, a-hole.
I would tell you, that is one great show.
Oh, it's the best.
All right, well, Rob, hold on to this, and maybe we'll get this guy on the show next week.
If you want to be sure, we've got to be sure.
No, forget it. Asked it now. More interested in... this. See, now this has to be a scam. It says, line 3, Andrea, calling from Albuquerque. wants to guess in the secret sound. Mm-hmm. I happen to know that we've been canceled in Albuquerque for almost 2 years.
Aha!
Right?
So
it was an ugly cancellation, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why are you lying to the screener, who incidentally cannot spell Albuquerque to save her life?
Oh, and then she goes away.
Here's how Lisa spelled Albuquerque.
Yes.
Or Toya. I don't know which.
I'd love to know which, because I will comment on the American University education.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Alba.
I was like hooked on phonics.
Here comes Lisa. Is it you?
Okay,
is that
wait,
you?
It was
you?
Not. No, it wasn't me.
It
okay.
Wasn't you. All right.
No, it was Toya.
Toya.
It was both of us because.
Well, I was gonna say that too.
Okay.
Toya typed it,
but I think I helped her spell it.
How do you spell Albuquerque?
Yeah.
You girls should have been on that Baby Genius show last night.
A round of applause for our
thank you.
Fine ladies, Toya and Lisa.
And let's not be so hasty, you know, or so we quick to hang part, up right. on those guys that want to be interns, because some of them have said they want to be our interns, and one of the comments was, I'll stay under the desk all day.
Oh, get out of here.
Relieve your stress.
Get out of here.
Out.
So
come
how
on.
Do you spell Albuquerque, just for the record, Buzz?
Same way, but with a U instead of that A.
You could help me to put the A there. Oh, you had an E or something like that. Yeah.
All right, come on, girls, get out of here.
Get out of here. They're taking over the show.
Turns into the goddamn View when the two of them come in. It really does.
Like the Pigeon Sisters.
Right, from the Andy of Mayberry show.
Oh, yes.
Right. Weren't the Pigeon Sisters?
No, the Odd Couple.
That's right.
Oh, who are the sisters I'm thinking of from Andy Griffith?
They weren't sisters. They were the fun girls, Skippy and Daphne from Mount Pilot.
They were these two whores that...
They're called Barney and Bernie.
Andy and Barney used to go out when they wanted to get Thelma Lou and... What was Andy's bitch name again?
Helen.
When they wanted to get Helen and Selma Lou mad at them.
So what were they called again?
The fun girls.
The fun girls.
Skippy and Daphne, and one of them called Barney Bernie, and she always said, hi, doll.
Boo!
Right.
Boo! Oh, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Kurt in Gaithersburg. That guy's number you gave out over the air yesterday?
Yeah, hold on, listen. Really? We did it yesterday.
Can't go back on that one. Can't talk about that
the
one.
The rule is we can't go back. Okay, once we do it once, we can't go back. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hold on. I think I might have another one here.
Oh, here all we right. go. This will be two in a row today.
I don't know. Radio gods.
Quiet. Hold on, please.
Radio gods.
Was there something there?
I don't know if that was audible or not.
Really, I heard a little.
I did have, you know, it was half
a little gurgle.
Half when this guy was talking, it was.
Yeah.
A,
what
Rob, did you hear it, Rob?
A little bit. Yeah.
Was it kind of like a?
I'm sorry, that doesn't get a sponsorship. No. I'm sorry, it was not a full fledged part. I'm sorry.
But meanwhile,
no smell.
No.
And meanwhile, Johnny Selfish has to get his radio gun.
Yes. Now what, Johnny?
This is Johnny Shellfish. I have a special today.
I said selfish.
Yes, Johnny. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm offering you for your retirement days pearl-handled walking canes made out of bull penises.
What?
I guess you not.
Well, if they're pearl-handled, then they're made out of pearl.
No, the handle is made out of pearl. It is applied to a freeze-dried and gelatin-filled penis of a bull.
And you make these into canes?
They have been made into canes. I do not. I'm only suggesting that in your waning days, okay. 20, 30 years from now,
all right, hold on a second.
Search these out.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Thank you. There it is. Bye. The hit the wall sound.
Bye-bye.
Strange.
It's a little stick, but if you rub it, it becomes a giant cane.
Yeah, it becomes a weapon.
Just rub it and make it real big. Hello?
Hello, Don Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great,
hey,
thank you.
I just wanted to talk to you about cyber sex. I think I'm addicted to it. I just got
why are you talking like a disc jockey? About cyber sex.
I think I'm addicted to it. I'll tell you right now. Right now.
Do I sound like a DJ or something?
Cyber sex.
I just got turned on to this because, you know, I got the email system.
All right, listen, hold on. Let me help you here.
Sure.
Here I'm going to help you through this.
Okay.
Here's why you're never going to have cyber sex. Because I guarantee 10 times out of 10, the girl who writes to you and says, I look like Britney Spears, except I have a wetter mouth and bigger boobs.
Right.
I guarantee it's a fat guy in prison in California.
There you go.
I guarantee it.
Hey, that's my worst nightmare.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the way it is.
You're saying it's probably a truck driver from New Jersey or something.
Yeah, just remember, make sure all those ladies you're talking to are over 18, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye. You like that disc jockey you were talking about.
Bye-bye.
You know, showing up with like a...
Jimmy Fox.
Case of beer.
Hey, this is Jimmy Fox. I got a six-pack of beer and some condoms. And then he threw a...
Hey, it looks like the authorities are going to run me right out of town.
He threw a blanket in the back of his pickup truck.
Yeah, his van or something like that. His Explorer.
Hey, Jimmy Fox. How you
Super.
Doing?
How you doing? Where is she?
How you doing? Oh, you know what? I read in the newspaper today.
What?
You know the disc jockey? Oh, to call him a disc jockey is an insult to real disc jockeys. The club disc jockey from Ocean City.
Right.
Batman.
Oh, the Batman guy. What did he do?
Okay.
What did he do now? He's the guy. The reason we knew Batman is because when we go down to do a show from Ocean City, this guy would be on the hotel television closed circuits. They run the promotional channel for any vacation resort you're in. Right. And this guy was always on there going, yeah, join me down at the place.
Join
me,
Batman. I'll be spinning the hottest tunes tonight at the paddock.
And we'd always joke about the guy because he looked like he was about 60 years old.
Hey, do you have the article, Rob?
Yeah, I threw it away.
Threw it away?
I can remember the details.
He's arrested for tax evasion.
Oh, dear. Batman. We love you, Batman.
Like 3 years worth of tax evasion,
he
right?
He has to pay like $27,000 plus all the money he owes in taxes. He makes like gross like $250,000 a year.
Wow. Is that ridiculous?
And it's probably because he's working in bars. He's probably getting a lot under the table.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
DJ's in the news.
Batman.
I had something about anus from a couple of days ago.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've heard this. I think it actually may have... Did this make the wire?
Yes, it did.
About anus in the morning?
What did he do?
Okay.
You stupid idiot.
He goes to Scranton, Pennsylvania. He goes to Scrotum, Pennsylvania.
Did he go on the rolling lung?
Oh, no.
Now, he was going to do a remote broadcast where 500 fans turned out. Now, keep in mind, that's the reason I think he canceled the show.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. Where are the people?
500 fans turned out to see Amos in the flesh, anus in the flesh, as he brought his show to Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Stupid idiot.
But by the end of the day, the I-Man was a no-show. So what was the tirade that caused Anus in the morning to pick up his ball and leave? It was because of something that happened at the Radisson Hotel in Scranton.
Yeah, this place, stupid idiots.
Now listen to this.
What?
Here's the program director of the station in Scranton.
What happened?
He says the hotel bent over backwards for him. Anus has a young son, and they had toys for him to take back from Steamtown because they know Amos is a railroad buff. They made sure he had the special toothpaste that he likes and the special gum that he chews. They really went out of their way to make sure he was comfortable. So what was the problem, you ask? It was Mrs. Anus. Reportedly, Anus became livid when he received a call on his cell phone from his wife, who informed him that the front desk would not connect her to his room. Now, the guy from the radio station says the people at the hotel were looking out for his best interest.
Sure, a little security.
They're making sure that listeners weren't calling, wanting to talk to him. Unfortunately, his wife's call did not make it to the room, and from what I was told, she called on the cell phone and said they won't let me through at the front desk, and he went ballistic.
Mm-hmm.
Anus was not in a forgiving mood at 10 p.m.
Man, those stupid idiots.
At 10 p.m. Thursday, shortly after the unpardonable scandal took place, Anus phoned the station and demanded a limo take him back to New York. They refused. He screamed, called New York, got a limo to come up to Pennsylvania, and drive him back all night. Now listen, I want to tell you, you got to read the facts here. It's not the fact that his wife couldn't get through on the telephone.
Sure.
The first line of the story is the reason he didn't go to Scranton. Some 500 fans turned out to see Anus in the flesh and blood as he brought his nationally syndicated show to Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Man, this wasn't worth it, I'll tell you. Come on, give me a limo. There's nobody here. I'm not popular anymore.
Right, that's...
I never have been.
That's the truth of the matter.
Give me a limo. I want to go. Stupid idiots. We'll make up something about the fact that they didn't let my wife through.
And what is this?
Where are my hats? Where are my cowboy hats?
They had toys for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Special toothpaste that he likes, and his special gum.
Where's my special gum?
What kind of
It's a very gentle gum that will not pull the massive amount of dental work out of his mouth.
But I maintain, I think the reason that he backed out of that appearance had nothing to do with the fact his wife couldn't get through.
Sure.
It's that someone said, listen, You know, there's only 500 tickets gone for your show tomorrow.
I'm leaving. Sucks.
If it's any consolation, the station pulled the plug in the middle of his show. 8:30 in the morning, they took him off the air, canceled it, they said.
Great.
I think it's because 500 people showed up.
Where's my limo? Come on, honey. You, me, my hat. My sunflower seeds, we're going back. My special gum, my special old man gum that won't pull off my dental work.
Imagine that poor woman.
Special gum.
Having to climb up on top of that goddamn Mac Davis-looking fossil.
Be like, you know, mounting a Shar-Pei.
Having to just climb on top of him.
Can you imagine that?
All those dents in his face and stuff.
Hey, I'd love to make love to you. Hey, come on, let me get rid of my special gum.
Stupid idiots.
Stupid idiots. I'll tell you right now, I'm just so mad. This place sucks. Only 500 people. I could cry, but I'm crying into my 10-gallon hat.
All right, listen, hold on. We got to change the topic here.
Where's my wig?
We have a prize to give away today.
Yeah.
And it's a damn good prize. Worth $3,000.
Wow.
Diamond earrings.
Diamond.
From Mervis Diamond Importers. They're on the web at MervisDiamond.com or at eDiamonds.com. All right, so we have a pair of diamond earrings, and this is a Mother's Day thing.
Sure.
So we're going to play that time-tested favorite, and I know that this is especially popular with all of our inbred listeners.
Absolutely.
What my mama doesn't know won't hurt her.
Mama, if there's a secret you've been keeping from your mama,
you call us right now, 877-365-3636. We will pick the best, the most juicy secret, something that you've been keeping from your mom for who knows how long.
And you can purge yourself and win the diamonds. And hey, you know, this is just my tip for you. If you win the diamonds, you ought to give them to your mom.
Oh, no, that is a prerequisite.
That's the prerequisite. Good.
That when you win, when we select your secret as the worst.
Right.
And then we call your mom and we make you tell your mom the actual awful thing that you've been keeping from her.
Right.
Then you make it up to her by saying, and mom, you've won these beautiful diamond earrings.
That's right. Last piece of pie.
So, yeah, you might want to get that tape out, Rob. Every year, don't we play the tape of
Jimmy Dean, yeah?
Jimmy Dean interspliced with Mommy Dearest tapes.
Mama, I love you. It's a classic.
Well, we'll pull that out before the end of the show.
Excellent.
Now, call now if you want to play What Mama Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
I like, you've renamed it, and I think it should say What Mama Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Toy Elisa standing by. We will get to the first round of your phone calls for the diamond earrings right after this.
Leah Remini. And I just have to say that I enjoy Don's company much better than Charlie's.
Ah, right.
Rest easy and know that every broadcast brings you one day closer to the peaceful, tranquil, eternal sleep of the dead. So enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen to this lineup we have tomorrow. Wow. Get your beach towel. Get your Jergens hand lotion. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow we're going to start the show with a wild two-girl show, including the penis mask.
Wow.
For Charlie Broyhill's birthday.
Happy birthday, Charlie. Charlie's well into his 30s now. Always makes me laugh.
Funny. And then we'll also play strip trivia tomorrow.
Hey.
And what is it that's so funny about the fact that Charlie Broyhill's in his 30s?
The funniest ever, I think, was the first time we found out that he was like 29. And we just busted the gut because we always thought of Charlie as as being like 20.
Yeah.
You know, and then once we found out he was 30, we had big teeth, you know, showing when we laughed about that.
And now he's got to be what? Maybe 33 or 34?
No, upper 30s.
How old is he, Buzz?
If my calendar's correct, he'll be 36.
Okay, that's... Really? That's funny.
We always think he's younger. Charlie, how old are you going to be?
The man child.
Man boy.
Where is he?
36.
Hey, Charlie, come here.
Hope he doesn't pound me now.
How old are you going to be tomorrow, Charlie?
Is he really going to be
36?
He's not coming in.
Dresses like he's 12.
Here he comes. Are you going to be 36?
How old are you going to be tomorrow, Charlie?
How old?
36.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's Jesus, right. That's funny, you old man.
Jeez, that is too funny, man. That is too funny.
It is. Look at him.
Very youthful 36.
Look at him.
Thanks.
Jesus.
All right, thank you.
Fantastic. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Well, two-girl show tomorrow, right at the front, right?
Three.
Three-girl show.
Oh, yeah. Good man.
Hey, I'm getting you something super special for your birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Just wanted you to know that.
Huh? Is it a picture?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay, good.
My Charlie. Some minute, too. There you go.
I bet Mike forgets.
Has to be reminded.
No, tomorrow.
I'll be going to all the stores tomorrow looking for his birthday.
Okay, let's get right to the phones.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, we have a full plate of women for Strip Trivia tomorrow.
Yeah. That's right.
Guys, we'll open up the phones before the end of today's program to let you guys call to participate.
Are we ready to talk to the lotto players?
Yes, we go to the phones now. What mama doesn't know won't hurt her. Now, you know, we never, ever get the caller on the first go-around, but who knows, we might luck out this.
Sometimes in the past, there has, I think, been one time where the first call was just a great one.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, please?
David.
David, where are you from?
I'm in Frederick right now.
Fredneck, Maryland. David?
From Baltimore.
David, what is it that Mama doesn't know?
Well, I've been away for the past 3 days in Omaha, Nebraska. I have an ex-girlfriend that subpoenaed me for child support payments.
Mm. Right.
And my mother doesn't know that I have a child with her.
So Mama doesn't know she's a grandma.
Correct.
Ooh, that's a little too serious, don't you think?
Yeah, it's like Jerry Springer's territory.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not, sorry. Not funny enough.
Yeah, right.
They gotta be a little bit funny.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye. Oh, you know, last night I was on the computer, and I got an instant message from my brother.
Right.
His new Scream name is Dumb Jim.
Dumb Jim. How's everything going with his situation?
Here's the update, because I was emailing my father-in-law, who is still in the hospital, and we hope he'll be able to get out soon.
Right.
Much love to you, Les. Mm-hmm. And right as I'm in the middle of doing this, and I was getting an email from Jeff from Tech Radio, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it says, instant message from Dumb Jim.
Right.
So, you know, I just click on, and he writes, hey, dude, and I write back, and I write, I'm in the middle of a million things right now.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going? And he writes back, went to court, talk to you later. But by that point, he'd hooked me in. So I type back, just tell me what happened.
Right.
And as it turns out, my brother gets his daughter for 50% of the time. They have joint custody.
That's
50-50.
Wonderful. Good for him.
And he has to pay the whopping sum of $20 a week child support.
So everything worked out for him.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't speak to him. This was all
right.
Done, you know, via the computer.
Right.
$20 a week.
$80 a month child support.
Right. I know.
What, but he's got 50%, and what he was saying is that when he's with her, he's paying, you know,
he
everything.
Pays, he takes care of her.
For the food and for her clothes. And he does say his ex-wife, I guess, makes more money than he does.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
I think Toya makes more money than he does.
Okay.
Everybody makes more money than my brother
so
does.
So he won't have to go back on the road.
Well,
I always, the way he said that, it always sounded kind of like a movie script, you know? Going back on the road. I'm going to get the band together.
$20 a week. What kind of friggin' child support can you get for $20 a week? What is that, 4 Happy Meals?
Something like that.
I mean, what's the point for $20 a week if I'm my brother's ex-wife? I said, listen.
Yeah, I think it's a nominal amount.
Right.
It's a. I guess everything worked out for him, though. He's got his daughter, which is
great. Is what he really wanted.
That's
right.
Good.
Right, and he didn't want to pay any money. And $20 a week is not paying a lot of money.
Did you tell him that he ought to kick in a little bit just on top of that?
No, because I was in the middle of emailing two other people. So I just.
That's the way you feel.
Yes, it is. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Please, $20 a week. Why not just send them a roll of toilet paper a week?
Right.
You know, come on. Hello. Johnny.
Hey, man.
Hi, you're on the air, Johnny.
Listen, I got so nervous, I gave her the wrong number. I gave the last two numbers wrong.
All right, well, hold on, Johnny. Just let us hear the secret first before we decide if we're even going to call.
Okay.
What is the secret?
Spent the night in Studio 54 years ago when I was home on vacation.
Yeah, this is something that your mama doesn't know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hung out with this really good-looking girl, and we danced. And you know how Studio 54 was in the 70s? Well, we got into some heavy oral activity, and...
This guy's lying.
He is such a liar.
I swear to God.
He's such a liar.
And it turned out to be a guy.
You're dicking around with the phone numbers, too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yes, you are.
This is one time you guys are definitely not right.
Yeah, and you're just so Johnny confident, aren't you? That's why
I'm
your
positive.
Name is Johnny.
Uh-huh. So what is your secret? Your secret is...
You had sex with a man?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That I didn't know about.
Right.
How could you not know you were having sex with a man?
Because we didn't get naked. It was in a club. It was in one of the pit groups. Sitting upstairs.
Yeah, did you have sex in his butt?
No.
Well, then how did you have sex with him?
He performed it on me.
Oh, okay, and you thought it was a woman doing that.
That is correct.
When did you find out it was a man?
When I reached and grabbed.
Okay.
And why would you want to tell your mother this?
For the earrings, man.
For the earrings, man.
No, I don't believe
that. Don, it's for the earrings, man.
I don't believe this.
Come on, man.
I totally don't believe this.
Come on, Johnny.
Who would, if we were to call this fake number you gave us, who would it be? Your girlfriend pretending to be your mother?
Absolutely not. It's totally the wrong number.
All right, I'll leave you on hold. Hold on a second.
Love the bad kids.
Just so we can bust him.
That's right.
Because it's obvious he's 100% lying.
Johnny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
This is Ron.
This is Ron.
Ron, what doesn't Mama know?
Mama doesn't know I burnt her house down about 15 years ago.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, dear.
Well, the secret is, of course, she knew her house burnt down, but she thinks my little brother did it.
Oh, really? And she's always believed... How long has she believed that your little brother was guilty?
For about 15 years.
Oh, now, my God.
Why, for goodness sakes, hasn't your little brother said, Mama, I didn't burn down the house?
Because at the time, he was about 5 years old and, really didn't know.
Oh, he didn't know any better.
Yeah, he thought that, you know, they thought the electric blanket done it, and he happened to be in the room.
Done it. How many years older are you than your little brother?
I'm 5 years older than he is.
So you were 10.
How did you burn down your mama's house?
Actually, I just spilt something on the electric blanket, and it sparked a fire, and I left the room.
This one's... I tell you, if this is true, this is classic.
This is...
Spark day fire.
This is truly classic. And you've been obviously terrified to do it.
I avoid the conversation whenever it comes up.
Boy, I tell you...
And for 15 years, you're telling me that your brother now is 20 years old.
Yes.
For 15 years, your brother has lived with this...
Yes, he's always thought he was the one who burnt the house.
Burned down the house.
I will tell you right now that if this is true, not only... It's kind of funny. I know someone's house burning down is not all that
funny. It's funny.
But also, if this is true, you know, it could be wonderful. It'd be wonderful. You free your brother of his guilt. You give your mama earrings.
Earrings, great, yeah.
Did the house burn to the ground?
I mean, they had to completely rebuild it. I mean, all together.
Jesus.
You know, if this is true, we might not have ever had a better one.
It's not that I feel bad for your mom, and I do. It's your brother that I feel for. Christ,
yeah.
For 15 years, your brother's been hung out to dry on this.
Oh, yeah. He's convinced he did it.
We should call him. Yeah, but he can't wear earrings.
It's not Brother's Day.
But maybe he could wear earrings, you know. You never know. But Mama will be, I think Mama will be pleased to know that you've been honest with her.
All right, hold on. You're a finalist. You're really a finalist. Hold on.
That's Ron, and if it's true, and that's what we always say, we'll call his Mama.
And I want to keep the other guy, just because I'm sure he's jerking our chain, and it'd be fun to cut through the lies to get to the chewy center of the guy who claims he had oral sex with a woman who turned out to be a man.
Absolutely.
Because why would you want to tell that to your mama?
Of course.
Right?
Really.
Right?
Johnny.
Do we have Johnny's phone number? Will someone run me in Johnny's phone number?
Johnny.
Because if we could dispose of that guy, then we can keep Ron as a finalist and see if we get anything better.
That's right.
Than the guy who burned his mama's house down and blamed it on his brother.
If that's legit, that is going to be tough to beat.
That ain't bad. Okay. Mom's number.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
And, of course, what we're going to do is immediately try to sound it out and see if it does sound like Johnny's mom. Mm-hmm.
Right. We won't even bring him in the conversation.
That's smart.
Oral sex by guy at Studio 54.
That's right. That would be three rings.
Three rings for Mama. Four. I'll give her one more because the answering machine usually clicks in after four.
No. Okay.
Shocker.
Okay.
All right, Johnny.
Hello.
Yes, Johnny.
Hello.
Yes.
No answer, Johnny.
Aw, man, she's 80 years old. Let her get to it.
80 years
old. You're such a freaking liar. How old are you, Johnny?
41.
41.
Hold on, please. What, Johnny?
Hello.
Yes, what?
I said the math will work. I was old enough to be there.
Hold on. This guy's so lying to us.
I hate Johnny.
Me too.
Johnny.
But come on. Let's stay with it.
I mean, my mom's 80, and that makes me suspect, too.
You will know what an 80-year-old woman really sounds like.
I will.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, if we called my mom, she doesn't sound 80 at all on the phone.
She doesn't have to,
hello.
She sure doesn't.
Stop it.
You behave yourself, you.
She sure doesn't.
You.
Mary.
You.
There's something about Mary.
You.
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 You. You.
You.
You're good, you.
You've worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir.
You're very good, you.
You.
You. You're very good, you.
You.
All right, now remember, the reason she's not picking up is because she's 80.
She's 80.
Right. And unless she's passed out on the floor, even an 80-year-old can crawl over and answer the telephone at this point.
I should point out, when I call my mom, never more than two rings. Thank you very much. Now, I shouldn't keep talking about my mom.
Because she's young and vibrant.
Hello. I cannot come to the phone at this time. Please leave your name and phone number. I will call you back.
You don't sound any more 80 than that.
For the tone. Thank you.
Well, that's legit. That's a legitimate.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me leave her a message.
All right. Leaving a message here.
Here we go.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
All right, so she thinks she got a message from Dave Letterman.
There you go. Excellent.
All right.
I still don't like Johnny, though.
Johnny?
Oh, man. Nice message to leave on my mom's answer.
Hey, you're the one that's going to call and say you had sex with a man.
You had a blowjob from a guy. what kind of talk is that, you idiot? No, all right,
hey,
Johnny.
It's all in good fun.
Right, it's all in good fun that you got oral from a man, supposedly.
Yeah, Johnny.
All right, Johnny, you're out.
We're throwing you back, Johnny.
Hey, later.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Johnny Rotten.
You know, for all we know, that was just some old lady whose number he had.
It sure was.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't get. That's like the dictionary definition of it. Hello.
I love Don and Mike's
show. You'd like to talk to me.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is R.C.
R.C., where are you calling from?
Idaho.
Idaho, of course. R.C.
Yes.
R.C. Cola.
Go ahead, R.C. What's your story?
Back
in high school, I had my mom help me set up a really elaborate Valentine's dinner for my then-girlfriend. I mean, she helped me set up a order in a meal and helped me set up the house for a nice romantic meal. And then she went out shopping to let us have our nice, quiet meal. And well, that was the night I lost my virginity.
And your mom never knew?
Nope.
It's a nice, sweet lie. I believe it's true.
That's very quaint, but...
Very quaint.
That ain't going to get diamond earrings.
It's not, you know, if you...
Not unless you later burn the house down. Or unless it turns out it was a man you had sex with.
No.
No, okay. Sorry, goodbye.
Then we had a lovely... We lost my virginity, and somebody knocked over a candle.
All right, listen. Right now, Ron, the arsonist, is first in line.
The arsonist.
However, if there's a better story out there...
Right.
We're open.
Sure.
Phone number, 877-365-3636. Be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
Trying that one mother again.
Okay.
Because, you know, something struck me during the break. And we called and let that phone ring six times, mm-hmm. and nobody picked it up. Then he said, well, she's old.
Yeah.
Call back.
Right.
And then we called back, and we got the... Hello, I'm not here.
Right, so you're going to see if there's somebody else there.
Yes. So calling now.
Good.
To see if we get the answering machine again.
And we'll know that maybe, even though we didn't like him, maybe he was being legit. Same amount of rings.
But now there's no answer. Now there's no answering machine.
How many rings did it do last time?
Yeah?
Hello. Come.
Same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Please leave your name and phone number.
That's
okay.
It.
All right, maybe the guy was on the level. I thought maybe
he was Johnny.
Something was hinky.
He was Johnny Rotten anyway.
All right, let's get back to these calls and see if anything's better than the guy who burned down Mama's house.
Very good.
Okay, hello. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
What are you up to?
Hi.
I just wanted to say that,
what's your name, sir?
My name is Bill. I'm calling from Pentagon City. But I'm only 22, but a few years ago when I was in high school, I didn't have any money, and my mom used to go get in the shower, and I'd run and jump and take her ATM card. Then I run over to the ATM and take out, like, $20, $40. And then I come and put it back in her purse before she got out of the shower.
And Mama never noticed when the statements came at the end of the month?
No, because I never did it a lot, but, you know, I just took $20 here, $40 maybe.
Well, you know, I believe you.
I believe you, too. I think
not thick enough, though,
no,
right?
No, it's kind of, you know, kind of innocent.
Thanks, guys.
No, it's in the electronic age, right?
Thank you, though, Mike.
Appreciate
friend.
It. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see who's here. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, where are you from?
Well, I'm living in D.C., but working in Rockville.
Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey. What doesn't Mama know about you?
Well, my mom was a nurse at a detox clinic in New Hampshire. And to help support me through college. And actually, in college, I took a lot of drugs.
Well, listen, who didn't?
Is that it?
Well, that and that the other guy reminded me that I bought half of my comic book collection by stealing money from my mom.
Enough. You just added that on at the end.
Yeah.
Nerd
addict.
No, that's really true.
No, you just threw that part in.
Yeah.
What, that other guy just reminded you?
Not thick enough, Jeffrey.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
No problem.
Goodbye.
That's all right. Thank you for trying. We appreciate everybody calling in.
Hello. Turn your radio down.
Not thick enough, Jeffrey.
For the love of God.
For the love of God.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Right.
Hey, buddy. First-time caller. Sorry about that.
Thanks for the bio. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore.
Okay. What doesn't your mama know?
Well, mama doesn't know that I made it with my stepsister when she was married to my stepfather.
Who was married to your stepfather? Your mama?
My mom was married to my stepfather.
Yes.
She does not know that I made it with my stepsister, my stepfather's daughter, when they were married.
Well, you know, that's not a blood relation.
It really isn't.
So there's nothing incestual about that.
And I'm sure that's happened other times, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, the movie Clueless is based on that.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Cool.
Sorry. Not thick enough.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're forgiven.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, this is Cameron. Hello?
Yes, Cameron.
This is going to sound really crazy, but...
Lie. Word of a liar. Yes.
We know we got a guy that's bull-essing us, but he has to preface it by
guys,
saying...
Guys, this is going to
knock your socks off.
This is going to be the most kookala phone call you've received today, but I'm on the level.
No, my mom thought I lost my virginity through a letter she found when I was in, I don't know, like fifth grade. It was a girlfriend.
Before you continue, why did you tell me your name is Cameron, yet on the screen it says your name is John?
Well, now Cameron's my real name. I screwed that up. No, really, my name is Cameron. Uh-huh. My mom thought I'd lost my virginity in like fifth grade, and it was a
fifth
girlfriend.
Grade?
Yeah, I was really young, and she was shocked. But the truth of the matter was, about a year or two before that, I was going away on camping trips with my babysitter, who was 13. I was like 10. So they used to put the adults in the tents and say, "Oh, we'll just stick the kids."
Who the hell knows?
It's too much.
Who the hell knows?
Come on.
Still not as good as the guy that burned down his mama's house.
Well, the thing about the guy, if that's true, and I keep saying it's true because I like it too much that I don't want to be disappointed.
Right.
But the thing about that, it's just so simple.
Hello.
It is so pure.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Who's this?
This is Charles.
Charles, what doesn't Mama know?
Well, I'll try to give the real abbreviated version. My brother is going through a second divorce, and when I went home last week and my mom was asking me if I had, just out of the blue, asked me if I had ever dated my...
And then he ran into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That was Charles, everyone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I want Charles in charge of me. Mark.
How are you?
Hi.
Is that part of the jingle?
Probably 12.
I want Charles in charge of me.
Yeah.
From the Scott Baio collection.
Scott Baio.
Charles in charge. Featuring Willie Ames.
Willie Ames was Charles's buddy.
His kooky friend.
Sure.
Right, his nutty friend. And I think, if memory serves me, the dad, Frasier's dad, was on Charles in Charge also.
I think you're right.
And he's
right?
Jonathan something.
Hey, come on. I just had to dump myself out because I said Jonathan the Living A-hole. We're not allowed to say A-hole. Such a fag show.
Starring Scott Baio and Willie Ames. And the Olsen Twins? No, that's another show.
I was Full House.
Gary Coleman on this show. They all kind of run together.
Charles and George.
Betty White on this show.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Was his favorite show. He loved Chachi.
Charles and Charlie.
Sure. Tony loves Chachi.
To be on the old fag channel.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, I can't believe how many hours I wasted watching Charles in Charge.
You actually used to watch Charles. Wasn't there a hottie on Charles in Charge?
Yeah, Charles' sister, I think. I don't know which was a bigger waste of
was
time.
Was it his stepsister?
Watching Charles in Charge or Too Close for Comfort.
With Jim J. Buttock.
Yes, and Ted Knight.
Ted Knight, who would always wear the sweatshirts from different universities.
Right, different colleges would send them to him.
You, yes. And what was Jim J. Buttock's character?
Monroe.
Fag next door.
Monroe.
Hello. Hello. Yes, Mark.
Yes.
Mark.
How you doing?
What doesn't Mama know?
Mama does not know that my brothers and I almost derailed a train when I was 12. One
Is
brother
this
was
Wendell?
13, one was 14.
No, sorry. If you didn't actually derail the train...
We were out there and we derailed the train.
No harm done.
Yes.
No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Here's big voice. We derailed the train.
Turn your radio down, please. Who is this?
This is Matt.
Matt?
Matt, turn your radio down.
Oh, the radio's not even on.
All right, well, something was on. Matt, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
What doesn't Mama know?
Said I used to go into her drawer, and she had some pictures, naked pictures of herself, and I used to masturbate. I know it's pretty sad, but I used to hold my thumb over her head so she wouldn't, you know, so I wouldn't see her face.
All right, hold on. We may have a new finalist.
Oh, my God.
We may have a new finalist.
Oh, my God.
Now, first off, why did your mama have nude pictures of herself?
Well, I think they're my stepdad's pictures that he took of her at Clear Lake. Her body used to look pretty hot. She had a nice tan, and I used to just cover up the face, so I would, you know.
And you would J-O to pictures of your mom.
Wow.
But I cover the head. I cover her face with my thumb.
Hold on.
Now, is your mom a cool lady? How will she respond to this?
I don't know.
Well, have you thought about that? Seriously.
No, I had never thought about it.
Hold on a second. That's a finalist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, finalist.
That's got to be a finalist. The guy who J-O'd nude pictures of his mom.
Absolutely.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Covered up her head. He covered up her head with his thumb.
Guy looks at the picture of his mom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mama.
Wow.
Oh, mama.
Mama.
A wonder if.
You're lonesome tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello. I don't know if I can beat that one, but how about, I'm engaged to be married next year. My mother doesn't know that she's going to be a grandmother.
Well, that's like a happy surprise. Come on.
Happy surprise.
Please, come on.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, listen, you know, there's always copycat crimes out there. Here's another guy who says he also burned his house down.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Justin.
Yeah, Don and Mike, what's happening, guys?
Justin, we already have one guy who burned his house down.
No, check this out. All right. When I was, like, 14 years old, you heard of the Anarchist Cookbook, right?
I've never heard of the Anarchist Cookbook.
Sure, great cupcakes.
Yeah, I was trying to make, like, smoke bombs and, like, other kind of pipe bombs and stuff in my mom's kitchen.
Yeah.
And I burned it down. It did $12,000 worth of damage.
Sorry.
We already got a guy who says that he burned his house down. Absolutely. And, you know, he innocently spilled something on the electric blanket.
Hello.
Right.
Don and Mike, he wasn't making pipe bombs.
Really.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, this is an awful phone. I'm sorry. We can hardly hear you, honey.
Oh, man. I've got a good one for Mama to know.
Okay, well, now you're coming through a little better. Well, what doesn't your mama know?
My mama doesn't know when I was a little girl.
Listen, tell us you called from Mars.
Too bad.
Okay, she's out. Listen, we're down to two.
Two, Ron and Mark.
Yes. My choice would be the guy who used to masturbate the pictures of his mama.
It's tough to beat that one.
And I know you're fond of the burning the house down, aren't you?
Yeah, well, because you know me, glass half full.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a happy story, you know.
I know, and you know me.
You'd like to, you know, horribly embarrass this guy's mother. That's the difference, and I think we have to go with what our listeners would want is what you would want.
Masturbating the pictures of mom, I think, equals higher ratings.
I think you're right about that. I can't argue.
I think they're both great, though.
They are both great in their own right.
Both of these guys to stay online, because if one of them's mom is not there,
right,
the other one gets the prize, and either way, we'll have a nice prize for the other guy's mom.
Good. He will fulfill all the obligations of the winner.
Okay, Ron, the guy that burned the house down, can you stay on the line through the break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on, please.
Very good.
Let me see. And Matt, the guy who J-O'd the pictures of his mom?
The guy who put the thumb over her face.
Right.
Yeah, that's me.
Can you hold on during the break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second.
That's Matt and Ron. Okay.
And who knows, you know, this guy's Matt story might fall apart also.
Yes.
There's a very good chance that we're being bull-assed on that, too.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I smell sulfur.
Okay, we will be right back.
The Mike Show.
Good comeback, Jerry. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Yeah, who are these people? Yeah, my wife is going crazy.
Tomorrow, strip trivia.
All right.
Guys, we'll open up the phones for you in just a second. We have a wonderful parade of girls for tomorrow's show.
Yes, all different shapes and sizes.
We just need the guys, and we'll get them in a second. Now, before we get to the finalists, there are a couple of more stragglers for the Mama Contest for the Diamonds.
Very good.
Like always happens. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Radio gods.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Lisa, and I'm calling from Woodbridge.
Lisa, what doesn't your mama know?
She doesn't know that about 6 years ago when I was in high school, I wrecked her car. I let my boyfriend drive it, and I was giving him oral. I told my mom that a deer had run out, and we had to swerve to avoid the deer.
It's the standard old wreck the car story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what? On another show, that might have been titillating
enough.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, when you're competing with a guy who J-O'd the nude pictures of his mom and a guy who burned down his mom's house,
it's very tough competition.
Sorry. Sorry. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
Thank you. And I think we have an update from one of the guys who called us before who we hung up on, right? Is this Charles?
Yes, it is. Charles in charge, Doug.
Okay, now, what I heard was that this guy Charles, who we ended up hanging up on anyway.
Yeah.
Because his story was no good. Remember, it was like that he...
Right.
Like the clueless thing that he...
Yeah, very, very... The stepsister.
Yeah, he had sex with the stepsister.
Right. Stepsister, no, wrong story.
Now, which story were you?
Okay, I'm the guy who slept with my brother's ex-wife before they got married, and my mom thought she got asked if I had a date.
I know, I remember what it was. Mm-hmm. It took too long to get to the point.
So anyway, it was at that point that we hung up on the guy,
right.
And then he called back to say right after that he ran into a tree.
Well, yeah, you said that I ran into a tree. I actually got hit by a DC cab.
You got hit by a DC cab?
Yeah, right when you...
Today?
Right when you said, well, you must have hit a tree. Well, probably about 3 seconds before then, the cab just hit me.
Remember because his phone crapped out?
Right. He thought it was just a phone dropping off, and he actually did get hit by a cab. Well,
no,
let's give him a round of applause.
Very nice.
Thank you. Congratulations,
sir. I can give you lots of entertainment with that Charles in Charge. I used to watch that show all the time.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oof.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, calling back with a better connection this time.
Okay, what's your story for Mama?
Well, when I was a little girl, when my mom would go off to work during the summer, I'd go through her drawers and got a hold of her vibrator all the time, and I would use it.
You used your mama's vibrator?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, I'm going to keep you as the third resort.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Jessica.
Hey, hold on, Jessica. Hold on.
That phone's going again.
All right, so she'll be the third runner-up.
Very good.
All right, let's... I need Matt's phone number. I need Matt's mama's phone number. The guy who J-O'd to the pictures of his mom.
That's right.
It's okay, because he covered up her face.
and the good news is we get Matt to tell the story.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's no way that Mike and I are going
to
get
on. We don't have to do this.
Listen, your son,
right?
You know, J-O'd the nude pictures of you.
And are we agreed he can't tell her about the diamonds until after he's told her the story?
Right, absolutely.
Exactly.
Just constantly, he's on the radio show, doing a Mama's Day contest. Anytime with those numbers, guys.
They're getting Matt's information right now.
Well, they should have already gotten it. He's just sitting there on hold. Let me see. Hey, Matt, did you give Toya your numbers?
Yes, I did. Just
got him. Okay, beautiful. All right, hold on. I'm going to call your mama now. Don't tell her about the diamonds.
No.
Not until the end. Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Calling Matt's mama.
And, of course, this could all be fabricated also.
You never know.
This is where we find out.
Mm-hmm. Could all be a big scam.
Which is why alive, we've still got our ace in the hole,
the guy who burned down his house.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We have your son, Matt, on the phone with us.
Oh.
Do you mind going on the air with us?
Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, tell your mom that, you know, you're on the air.
Hi, Mom. We're on the radio.
We are?
Is that okay, Mom?
I guess. I've been on the radio before.
Sounds like a mom, I think.
It does sound like a mom. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, we're playing a game called What My Mama Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
It's a game. It's a game where people are asked to call in with secrets that their moms don't know.
You know, to kind of get it off their chest, so to speak, in time for Mother's Day.
And Matt called us with what we believe is the best secret and wanted to play the game.
So, Matt, go ahead. Mike and I will back out now.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
Yeah, baby.
Remember, I don't even know if you remember because you got a bad memory, but you remember a long time ago, I don't know if you knew that I knew, you had some pictures of yourself that I assume, I think it was Clear Lake that Dusty took some pictures of you at Clear Lake.
Matt. Hey, Matt. I'd chill on the locations and the names, okay?
Just be specific about the pictures and leave out the names.
You had some pictures of yourself, nude pictures of yourself in your drawer.
I remember those.
And I masturbated to them.
Excuse me?
Huh?
What?
I masturbated to the pictures. I'd cover up your face with my thumb, and I masturbated to them.
Matt, I don't believe you. I don't believe you did that.
Well, I did.
Well,
I'd cover up your face, though, you know, so it wouldn't be too sick, I guess.
Well, I think it is sick, but it's kind of funny.
Hey, that's a good sport.
You're weird, Matt.
I don't have the microphones. We're still in audition.
She is a good sport.
We're still in audition. I just want to hear how this plays out.
I can't believe you. Are you sure you did that?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am, Mom.
How long ago?
Well, in the 80s.
Oh, my.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We had to let it go a little longer to make sure it was on the level.
Now, that's the shocking part there, ma'am, but we do have some good news for you.
Now, listen, because your son has finally told you that he used to masturbate to your nude pictures and just cover up your face with his thumb, you have won, for Mother's Day, a pair of diamond earrings from Mervis Diamond Importers. Isn't that beautiful?
And what's the total value of those earrings?
$3,000.
$3,000 earrings.
Well, I guess it's okay he did that then.
I guess so. See, 10,000 diamonds online, everybody, at MervisDiamond.com or eDiamonds.com.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the next holiday dinner will be a little awkward, huh, Matt?
It's a true story, believe it or not. I mean,
Matt, is your mom hot?
She used to. She's a beautiful woman, but she used to be
really
hot. Oh,
let's give her a round of applause. Way to go, Mom.
These nude photos that you used to do this heinous act to, could you describe them in great detail? How was your mom posing?
Okay, there was one picture where she was in a pair of cutoffs, real short cutoffs, Levi cutoffs, bending over with out a top on, and then there was another one with the bottoms off, and you know the top was always off, and there was two pictures. There was only two.
Way to go, Matt.
Wow.
And Mom, you get $3,000 in diamond earrings.
Well, I deserve it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Mom.
Bye, guys.
Nice talking. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Hold on, you both of you. Hold on.
And as is always the case, Mom's somewhat unflappable.
Yeah.
But I just don't think you could make that up. I do not think that would be possible. It was just, you know, with the thumb covering her face.
That's why I let it play out a little bit when I had our microphones out of program to hear how the conversation would ensue.
You know, the only thing might not have been true?
What?
The thumb covering the face.
Mm-hmm. You might be right about that. You might be right.
Oh, baby.
Now listen, Ron.
Yes.
Ron, who burned down his mom's house.
What a shame, Ron, that, you know, old Matt came along.
Now listen, I don't have any more diamond earrings.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you still want to tell your mom.
Well, you know what? My brother just walked in the store that I'm working in to bring me some lunch.
Yeah?
The one who thinks he burned it down.
So you're going to tell him?
Sure.
Yeah, put him on the phone. I'll give your brother $100. Put him on the phone and tell him right now.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'll get on another phone.
Yeah, good.
All right.
We'll get both these done right here.
My goodness, can you smell the sulfur?
I tell you.
Wow.
Guy J. Owen to his mom's picture.
Hello?
That's 10 Share Radio.
That's something amazing.
That's water cooler talk, man. That's something I'll be talking about, the water cooler tomorrow.
That's for sure.
Did you hear that guy on Donna Mike yesterday talking
Absolutely.
About J. Owen to his mom's picture?
Man.
Covering up her face with a thumb.
Boy, oh boy.
She's topless, bending over. Except for the other one, where she is totally nude.
So do you think he covered up the face?
No.
I think
you're right about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're right. That is gross.
Okay, we got Ron. Is your brother on the line?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, right, what's your name?
I'm Joey Chastain.
Your name is
Joey?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Joey. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good myself.
Joey, we're doing fine. Listen, your brother Ron called our radio show. And he wanted to tell something to your mom, but we really think it would be best if he just told it to you.
This is a secret that he's held for quite some time, and, well, go ahead, Ron. You just tell your brother what's going on here.
Well, Joey.
Yeah.
You remember the house burning down, right?
Yeah, when I lit up the blanket or something, Mama told me.
Yes, and everyone thought it was your fault.
Yeah.
It was actually my fault.
Oh, no way. You gotta be kidding me, man.
It's me.
I am gonna kill you, dude. I have lived with this regret like my entire life, and now you're gonna tell me that you died, dude?
And I'm so glad we went with the other one.
I'm gonna kill you.
Man,
I've lived with this like my entire life swearing that I burnt this house down, and now you're gonna tell me you done it.
They sound like the guys in the potato chip factory.
It's like a bad acting job.
Come on, please.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Yes,
well, good thing we went with the guy who J.O.
Absolutely, and I do believe he was telling the truth.
Oh, me too.
Except about that face.
Big time. Yeah, except for the thumb.
Ooh, my thumb slipped.
Our thanks to Mervis Diamonds, and I hope, Matt, you enjoyed us with your mama.
Yeah, I hope you think your mom looks pretty wearing
here. Take a picture. Too bad we couldn't get her a nice pearl necklace.
Together
those earrings. Maybe you can give her the pearl necklace.
Oh, man.
This weekend for Mother's Day. Now, listen, fellas.
Yes.
It's time to call.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite.
That's right.
Game.
Tomorrow's the day.
Wow. Radio, nudity, strip trivia.
Big strip trivia tomorrow.
Yes, trivia.
Biggest ever.
Don and Mike. And the room full
of Listen now, tomorrow, the winner of Strip Trivia gets a free vacation to Tokyo, Japan.
Ooh. That's right. And the smelly, hairy guys have just as much of a chance of winning as the beautiful ladies.
It has taken us a day and a half to get 8 beautiful women for the game.
That's right.
We will take the first 5 guys.
5 guys now.
Because remember what we do. We locked for the fact that 8 girls have said they'll play. Probably only 5 will show up.
Oh, man. I have lived with this regret my whole life.
So we will take the first 5 guys, starting with caller number 100.
Good luck, fellas.
Right now, if you want to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters, play strip trivia tomorrow.
That's right.
I'll tell you up front, you got to be here at 4. You got to be ready to go on the air by 4:15 tomorrow.
Oh, heck, they'll be here at noon.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Take your thumb off Mama's head and call us right now.
Here we go with some station break.
Sacramento, all of Northern California, on the mighty KHTK in Iowa City, Iowa. Radio station KCJJ, Bakersfield, California, KGEO, and in Baltimore. Every day on JFK Jr.
Hello there, hon.
They friggin' cut us off for some stupid infomercial.
Really?
On WJFK AM.
These fellows are off the muscle. Don and Mike.
Right. Alright, it's strip trivia time. We have a full plate of girls for tomorrow.
Yeah, some lovely women.
We have an assortment of women tomorrow.
That's right.
Shapes, sizes, ages, and colors.
Fantastic.
8 girls. But we know that we'll be lucky if 6 show up.
That's right.
So we're going to go with 5 guys.
Hey, gang. Let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio and take our clothes off.
Ooh, let's do it.
Don and Mike are going to give
us
another one.
Let's do it.
Yeah. The rules of the game are simple and crucial.
Smash around the studio
jiggle. I do.
Oh, you know the old hairy ass.
I love that codfish and jiggle.
You know the old hairy ass. Okay. Let's get our guys.
We're already ready for strip trivia around the old ranch.
We need five guys.
Let's get right to the phones.
Well, listen, it takes no time to find guys to play this
game.
Not
at all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great, thank you. Who is this?
This is Tom.
Tommy, where are you from?
Arlington.
Beautiful. Tom, what do you do?
Got my own business, do weight loss with people.
Okay, good. How old are you?
33.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I get told Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
Well, the ladies will be glad to hear that.
I think Troy Aikman's kind of a weird-looking guy.
I think he's gorgeous.
It's better than Don Knotts.
It's much better than Donna.
Right. Well, depends. Hold on. Tom, you're in.
Good luck, Tom. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. This is Rob.
Hello, Rob. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alexandria.
You calling for strip trivia?
I sure am.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
25.
What do you do?
Well, I work at a power plant.
You work at, is it a nuclear power plant like Homer Simpson?
No, not exactly.
All right. Celebrity you think you most resemble, Rob?
Well, I used to get told Keanu Reeves a lot, but I gained about 20 pounds or so since then, so.
A fat Keanu Reeves.
Well, I wouldn't say fat, but yeah.
Well, we'll see tomorrow. Man.
All right.
And just remember one thing, Rob. There's nuclear, and there's not exactly.
Yes, that's true.
Hold on, please, Rob. You're in. It's the second stud to call in a row.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, where are you calling from?
Calling from D.C. right now.
Chris, you want to play tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic.
How old are you?
I am 30.
What do you do, Chris?
I work at a newspaper company. I'm a purchaser.
You work at a newspaper company?
Yes, sir. I work for the Gannett Company.
Oh, Gannett.
Oh, good. Okay, good you. Newspaper.
Okay, good. Right, the USA Today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was told once I looked like Shamar Moore, the guy on Young and Restless.
No idea who that is.
Oh, give us somebody, please.
Mike and I only watch the other gay soap opera, One Life to Live.
That's right. We watch it every day. When it comes on, we say, time to watch right
okay,
now.
Okay, I look like any black guy you would see on a soap opera.
You look like any black guy on a soap opera.
Okay. Well, the black guy on our soap opera has, like, dreadlocks and a Fu Manchu beard and everything.
Yes. The guy on One Life to Live.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing like that.
Well, there's another brother on One Life to Live, too. There's the guy who's the police commissioner, right?
Yep,
the
police guy commissioner.
Who used to be married to Nora, the hot interracial love on One Life to Live.
Yeah, he's a good-looking brother.
All right, well, Chris, hold on, please.
Okay.
You're in. Okay, that's, how many is that? Anybody count?
That's a total of three.
Three. All right, let's get two more. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Joe. Don and Mike, how are you?
Joe, we're doing great, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Alexandria.
What do you do, Joe?
What do? I work in TV.
Really? What do you mean, work in TV?
I work behind the scenes at TV...
TV station?
Yeah.
Which TV station?
Well, I'd rather not say, but I could tell you I work for viewers like you.
Ah, okay.
What's that slogan?
Oh, what's that? Like,
well, that's if you donate.
What's that? Oh, you work in public TV.
Oh, public TV.
That's right.
Oh, listen, that doesn't even friggin' count. Don't worry about it.
Have you ever seen Paul Anthony naked?
No, but I know somebody who has.
Oh, very good.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Joe?
Well, someone once told me I looked like John Cusack.
Hey.
Okay.
I think we have our first average-looking guy.
Hold on, please, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty.
Hold on a
second. He's no Troy Aikman.
Okay. Let me see. We need one more, right?
Yep.
One more, make five. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Brett.
So easy to find guys who come in and drop trout. I mean, it takes us 2 days of trolling and actually stopping the show, grinding the show to a halt.
Right.
To find women. And listen to this, guys. Here they come.
No
drop
problem.
Pants at a moment's notice.
Here's Brett.
Brett.
How are you, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thank you. Where are you calling from, Brett?
I'm calling from Centerville, Virginia.
Beautiful. How old are you?
24.
24? What do you do?
I'm a recruiter.
For
accounting and finance.
Okay. Celebrity you think you most resemble there, Brett?
They tell me I look like the guy, head singer from Green Day, but fatter.
Okay, it's another handsome guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, Green Day singer.
Lead singer from Green Day, except fatter.
Have you ever played before?
No.
Okay.
All right, you're in, Brett.
All right, there they are.
Hold on, there are, ladies, there are your five studs. Tom, Rob, Chris, Joe, and Brett.
I like to think of it as Troy Aikman, Keanu Reeves, the black guy from the soap opera, John Cusack, and the guy from Green Day.
There they are.
Yeah.
listen, tomorrow everybody gets all sexed up on the show because virtually the entire show will be strip trivia.
Right.
Biggest strip trivia ever. And tomorrow is Broyhill's birthday, so it's going to be a three-girl show, including the world-famous penis mask, tomorrow,
yes,
very early in the show.
Understand Jenna is going to be coming in tomorrow, too.
Oh, your favorite Jenna.
Well, Charlie's favorite. Charlie's got, a screensaver of Jenna.
Oh, right.
Remember, that's the one that...
Which one dropped out?
Jenna.
So Jenna's back.
I think so.
Is Jenna the one with the...
She's the one that wore...
Take fitties?
No.
Jenna's the one with the naturals.
Right.
Oh. Well, here is the expert.
Is that right? Jenna's coming in?
Yes, she is, but she has fake ones as well, too.
She has new ones.
Yes, they're new.
Oh, she has new ones.
They're new.
They're brand new. So we haven't seen them before.
It'll be the first time anyone has seen
them. But is the act back together again?
Yes.
Excellent.
Wow.
Plus an extra.
Who's the extra girl?
So it's Houston.
Jenna, Shiloh, and Houston. Tomorrow, is that who's coming by?
Jenna Shiloh in Houston.
Beautiful.
Right.
All right, Charlie, get out of here. All right, tomorrow's his birthday. He'll be 36.
It's your birthday.
Be an all-sex show tomorrow.
Yeah, took a lot of letter writing.
So listen, guys, put down the pictures of your mom. Because tomorrow we'll have something much better for you.
Yeah, don't be all thumbs.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, it's time for news and comments now. What is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, Kathy Lee's new sweatshop scandal.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
you
boy.
Alluded to this earlier today.
Mm-hmm. And I want to have a
roundtable discussion about this, about why she may have canceled her appearance at Tower Records today.
Yes, sir. Okay. She's exploiting people again.
All right, but Cunny's in the news. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. Here to solve the riddle of the tale, Don and Mike.
Live commercials used to be a lot more fun before our show went syndicated.
This is true. Absolutely. We'd have a long time and he'd get sicker and sicker.
We'd have a live commercial that was supposed to run 60 seconds. It runs 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
But now they buy 60.
Sure.
We got to come back on the network at 6.5 minutes.
Right.
That's it. That's it.
You're right about that, dog.
That's right, Lamont Teddy Bear Company.
Just stop feeling too perky today.
I dropped a lot of bobs on him.
You tell my source.
Where's our Major Bill Tate, Robbie?
We missed him, don't we?
I know we're about to get on a whole Kathy Lee thing here. Wait, where do you have him? Hidden in the back of the studio?
They're somewhere far, far away. I don't know, dog.
I'm not feeling too perky.
I don't know.
I dropped a lot of bobs on him. Jesus Christ, we got enough of them.
Save those.
We got enough of them.
Absolutely.
We sure do.
I'm very, very sick. Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
You know what, Buzz? Keep going. I will pepper your newscast with comments from Major Bill instead of comments from Mike and I.
Excellent. That's fine.
Go ahead.
Kathy Lee Gifford is hearing sweatshop charges again. Just as she's promoting her new CD, the man who made the original sweatshop charges against her is back with new charges.
Hi, sweetheart.
Charles Kernaghan of the National Labor Committee says Kathy Lee's purses and handbags are made in China in slave-like conditions.
Well, y'all have really tore me apart today.
We're not trying to tear you apart.
Satan has had his way today.
He says the workers are paid 3 cents an hour and work 16-hour days, 7 days a week. They get a day off, one Sunday a month.
Stay on the stick, baby. Stay on the stick.
No comment yet from Kathy Lee, but she's expected to be back on TV tomorrow morning.
Hell, you're not.
How about them apples?
Yeah. There were two winners in the big game lottery drawing last night. A Michigan man came forward. To say that he is one of them. One of the winning tickets was sold at a store just north of Detroit. The other winning ticket was sold at a gas station in a suburb of Chicago.
Would you identify yourself?
They haven't yet.
Perfect.
And no word about the winner yet there.
Hello? Hello?
The jackpot, by the way, was up to a record $363 million.
That sounds scrumptious.
Yes, it does by the time of the drawing. This financial planner, and by the way, there's a tape here of like a real guy. I don't know if you have room for him or not.
Sure I do.
A financial planner says that if you ever win the lottery, take the lump sum, not the scheduled payments.
Right, here's a financial planner.
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby limas, and I had German potato salad, and...
Oh, wow.
I tomato.
That's what you can do with your lump sum. Buy a nice dinner.
You really want your tape? Here's the real financial
guy. We would suggest to take the lump sum because if you invest your money more wisely, even though it's being discounted and heavily taxed up front, you're going to be in a much better position 20 or 25 years from now.
I beg pardon?
Exactly. Now, the guy who owns the Sitgo station that sold the winning ticket in Illinois could not be happier. The guy who sold the ticket gets $1.8 million out of the deal.
Wow.
Under the Illinois rules, the seller gets a 1% commission on the jackpot.
I don't know, Don.
Well, that's the guy who owns the party shop that sold the winning ticket in Michigan. He's steamed. He only gets $2,000.
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on him.
Why does one guy get only $2,000?
The rules are different in different states. Michigan lottery officials say that their rule is perfectly fair, considering all the free publicity the store will get out of it.
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
Exactly, Mage.
You tell him, Mage.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he and his wife plan to make their separation official.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Major Bill has a comment to all of the top news stories of the day.
They're all appropriate. He says he's working with Donna Hanover on a separation agreement. The mayor and Hanover have been married 16 years and have two children together, but the couple hasn't been seen together in public in ages. Giuliani says the breakup is very painful.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
He admits that he and his wife have been leading independent and separate lives. And Giuliani admits that the official separation was prompted by the media attention given to the time he spent with a woman he describes as just a good friend.
Hi, sweetheart.
Now, the woman who told us how President Clinton's private parts look will now show us hers.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, Paula Jones will be naked in penthouse again, this time willingly. The first time it was through bedroom pictures taken by her boyfriend.
That sounds scrumptious.
This time, the whole professional workup. Jones claimed that Clinton exposed himself to her in an Arkansas hotel room 9 years ago.
Well, hello!
When he was the governor and she was a state worker. She sued him for sexual harassment. The president eventually settled that lawsuit out of court for $850,000.
Now, how about them apples?
The lawyers got all but about $200,000 of that, though, so the money will come in handy for him.
No sharper dude on the face of God's earth than Major Bill Smith.
That's true. Halle Berry has struck a plea bargain in her hit-and-run case. The actress pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of leaving the scene of an accident.
The hell you're not!
Hey, Mage isn't going to let her leave.
She was fined $13,500 and put on 3 years probation. She also has to do 200 hours of community service. Back in February, Berry was driving a rented SUV when she ran a red light and hit another car. She got a bad cut on her forehead. The other driver got a broken wrist and other injuries.
I beg your pardon?
The other driver is suing for damages. Berry talks about this whole mess tonight on 2020 with...
Hi, sweetheart.
Diane Sawyer.
You saw my picture of me and Zsa Zsa. The first thing you want to know if I'm getting it on with Zsa Zsa. That's the kind of person, Don.
Okay, you know what?
Come on, Don.
We made it all the way through. Yes. Those are all the Major Bill tapes we have.
Very fitting.
Yeah. There we go. And he was able to comment on the Kathy Lee story and the Rudy Giuliani story.
Mm-hmm. You'll pardon me if I get a little emotional. It's kind of like he was here.
And the Halle Berry story.
But he was really here on the phone.
You and I could be replaced by tapes, Mike.
Major Bill.
We could leave an hour early every day and just let Buzz talk to the tapes.
I don't know, dog.
I don't know. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
How would you like to be a Whitney watcher? The New York Post says there's a new job at Arista Records, namely keeping an eye on Whitney Houston to make sure she stays on the straight and narrow.
Happy to do it for you, Clive.
That can't be an easy job.
Here's Whitney Houston.
Hello there, Phil.
Hi, sweetheart.
I think James Tiberius Elliott would be a fantastic choice for that.
Hey, I'm your Whitney watcher. Hi. I've battled those demons, Whitney. Is this pizza for me?
Hello, Whitney.
Have you seen my $60,000 automobile?
Whitney, Bobby, this is Jim Elliott.
I will be hanging around at your house because I'm your designated Whitney watcher.
I'm the vice president of promotion for Arista Records. Don't edit out the part about Arista.
I'm Jim Elliott. I'll be watching you.
And let's bury that. It can't be easy being a Whitney watcher. The paper quotes a former press representative for Houston as saying she's no delicate flower and that she gives as good as she gets.
Mm. Now, Whitney, come on now, don't get upset with me.
Whitney?
I'm just sitting here in my cabana outfit watching you.
Whitney, let's have some cream spinach.
I've fought those demons.
Time out, Buzz.
All right.
Back with more news without Major Bill right after this.
Practicing total winter control. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzzy. Whitney Houston's not the only performer with problems. Troubled rocker Tommy Lee.
We love working that in along with rubbery-faced comedian Jim Carrey.
Anyway, Tommy Lee may be headed back to prison. He allegedly violated his probation by drinking alcohol, according to prosecutors in Los Angeles.
Oh, please. Come on now. What's the next thing? You get arrested for breathing?
For this, he will face a judge on May 31st. Lee was arrested, there he is now, just over 2 years ago.
Your Honor, I'm really sorry. And that's the long and short of it. I'm really sorry. Okay?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. That's it. Locked up again by Judge Judy Sandlin.
Lee was arrested a couple of years ago for kicking his wife, Pamela, while she held their baby son. Lee served 4 months for that with the understanding that he would stay away from booze and drugs. He didn't.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Please, for the love of God, give me a chance. I'm sitting here on the other side of these bars.
Then he taps the judge on the arm with his penis.
How do you like that, Judge?
He's sitting about 10 feet away.
Isn't that pretty incredible? Yeah, talk to the captain.
Should show the penis video of Tommy Lee driving the boat with his penis.
That's right. Now we're talking about fishing. Gone fishing?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I'm not. It's not raining. It's not raining, Judge Judy. It's spitting.
Pamela Anderson's stunt double is suing the producers of her VIP show. Julie Michaels says she bleached her hair and got breast implants to look more like Pam.
I really look like her. I really do.
She says she even cracked a vertebra doing a stunt.
A vertebra?
Yes, that's the singular.
Oh, really?
Vertebrae is plural.
I didn't know that.
Vertebra.
Now.
She cracked a vertebra.
The vertebra.
Next.
New from Playtex.
Now Michael says she has been fired and didn't do anything to deserve it. That's the reason for her lawsuit. And speaking of breast implants, the government has just approved saline-filled breast implants, ruling that the implants made by a couple of California companies can stay on the market.
This little girl had knockers.
We will have first-hand knowledge of you, pardon the pun, tomorrow when Jenna comes in with her brand-new take fitties.
Yeah, brand-new and shiny.
The mother of Mick Jagger's latest love child is asking for $35,000 a month in child support.
Keep in mind that my brother Jim just heard the word that he has to pay $20 a week.
Absolutely. The tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
$20 a week.
Absolutely.
The mother is Brazilian model Luciana Morad, and now the baby boy named Lucas is nearly a year old. Jagger's already been paying $10,000 a month in child support. Yesterday, in a Manhattan courtroom, Luciana's lawyer asked for a $25,000 a month raise. The lawyer called Jagger one of the world's most successful entertainers, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, if not a billion. Jagger wasn't at the hearing, but his lawyer asked that the child support be reduced to $5,600 a month.
Go ahead, Mick. Pay the money, Mick. Pay the money to the lady, Mick.
Let me see my brother's home. I don't even know if I have his new number in my Palm Pilot. It might be an old number.
I'm a big fan of your brother, Jim.
Do you have to change it because of your folks?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm done.
Take your call.
Oh, that's his machine.
The message is the tone.
Hey, Jimmy, I got Mick Jagger here.
And it's not Mick Jagger, it's Keith Richards.
It's Keith Richards.
How you doing there, Rumdum? Congratulations on the fantastic child support arrangement and getting 50% custody and all that. You must be thrilled.
We just had a story on our news about how much does Mick Jagger have to pay, Buzz?
Yeah, no, she wants him to pay $35,000
right.
a month.
$35,000 a month.
Right.
And I mentioned that you emailed me yesterday that you're paying $20 a week.
That's a good deal. I'd stick with that one, Mike. That's a bloody fine deal. And I'll be buy all your Stones records with the money you save. Good luck to you, Jim. This is Keith Richards.
Okay, bye, Jimmy.
All right, Jim. See you later.
The judge will make his decision on Keith Richards next month.
He's a good boy.
Oh, my brother?
Your brother's a good boy. Absolutely. $20 a week. Damn dumb.
Damn dummy.
Damn dummy.
Spill the pill.
Hey, spill the pill, you moron.
He may be 80 years old, but the guy who played Scotty on the original Star Trek has just made a new baby. 80-year-old James Doohan, who played the Scottish engineer on the first Enterprise, is married to a 43-year-old woman who just gave birth to a healthy baby girl. The couple's been together 25 years and already has two sons in college.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Doohan says fathering kids in old age runs in his family.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
People with brain injuries who lose the ability to understand speech develop an uncanny ability to spot a liar.
Mm-hmm. This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital say the patients learn how to pick up on nuances of facial expression.
Hey, I don't think you're telling the truth here, Buzz.
Yeah, what about the twitchy kid from that Who Wants to Be a Baby Millionaire show last night?
He was lying through his teeth. He said, I'll be just fine. I'm looking forward to getting back into the huddle.
These patients pick up quick things that most of the rest of us miss.
Who? Somebody just lied. It was Toya.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard her.
The researchers... The researchers showed pleasant things to one group of people and unpleasant things to another, and then they had people from each group tell the patients they were all seeing pleasant things, even if it meant they were lying.
That's a lie.
Non-patients spotted the liars only about half the time.
That's a lie.
But the brain-injured patients were right 73% of the time.
Hi there. Attention, students. Hi, this is Surf from WJFK. Frederick Douglass High School class of 1993. Congratulations and have a wonderful, wonderful grad night.
Oh, that's not true. You're lying. You're lying. I know that because I'm really injured.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Steve Young from the San Francisco 49ers.
Looking forward to getting back in the saddle again. They're perfectly capable. Don't let those concussions mislead you in any way, shape, or form. Number 8 will be throwing touchdowns for the San Francisco Fire.
Have you been talking to Coach Steve? What's his last name?
Maraguchi. What?
No, I'm sorry.
Maraguchi.
Yes.
Yeah, he says he's got total faith in me, and he believes that I should come back soon and be throwing touchdown passes. I couldn't make it through minicamp because I had because of the headaches. But I'll tell you right now that I'm looking forward to minicamp. I mean, I couldn't make it to minicamp.
It's Mariucci,
huh?
Mariucci.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah. He said I'm okay. I'm okay, you're okay. Look forward to seeing you in camp. Yeah, Mariucci.
Who said that?
Yeah, the coach.
Who's that?
Vince Lombardi. There you go. Yeah, rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Steve will be back a little later in the newscast.
And if I can't do that, there's a real good chance I'll be going into the broadcast booth. Maybe for MNF. Do Monday Night Football.
Right.
Better than a turd limbo. That's for sure.
Big fire at the bourbon factory. The plant that makes wild turkey in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, burst into flames yesterday.
Oh, no!
Rob, Rob's upset.
But did you hear that good part of the story?
No!
I'm sure Buzz is going to get to the good part of the story.
Well, actually, it was just one of the warehouses that burst into flames. The warehouses are where they age the stuff. Thanks to bourbon's high alcohol content, the flame shot more than 50 feet into the air.
But what about... I saw in the news today that it's getting into the drinking water.
Hey! All right.
Well, a stream of burning bourbon ran down a gully into the Kentucky River. No word on how much bourbon was lost.
Flaming shooters.
Officials say it doesn't appear the booze killed any fish in the river.
Oh, no, the fish are
bombs.
The alcohol probably burned off. But the river is the city's water source, so schools and some businesses were shut down today to conserve water.
Oh, Buzz.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm out. Recess will be a little longer, kids.
I'm out. Let's clear the lines with the Toe Tappy Touch Tones and a prize package that we've selected especially for you. Call 100.
All right.
Lie straight ahead. Don't forget, please, be assertive now.
Make a fist.
Be turgid. It's the end of the show. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Listen, honey, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello again, Michael J.
In sports, tonight Shaquille O'Neal plays his first game since being named the league's most valuable player. He and the Lakers are home to face the Phoenix Suns in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals. The Lakers won the opening game in that best-of-seven series on Sunday.
And I want to tell you something about that. Who did I read? Fred Hickman. You know, the brother on CNNSI?
Yes.
Who works with Nick Charles, who looks to me like Hivvy all over again.
Oh,
I mean, the guy does not look well. He's losing weight. Mm-hmm. He looks gaunt.
Right.
They do the sports show that goes up against the Fox Sports and the right. ESPN Sports. Out of 123 guys, I think that's the number of guys that vote for the MVP, for the NBA, 122 out of 123 voted for Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
The one guy who voted for Allen Iverson was Fred Hickman.
Right.
And I think the reason Fred Hickman voted for Allen Iverson is not because he thinks Allen Iverson is going to be the best, is the best player.
Yeah.
It's because Fred Hickman knew he would be the only guy who wouldn't pick Shaq, and therefore people like myself would be talking about Fred Hickman.
So you think it was all manipulated?
I think a lot of stuff is controversy and things are manipulated, but absolutely. How can you not pick Shaq?
Who did you vote for?
To be the MVP. Vlade Divac.
Hey, there you go.
Your favorite player.
Way to go. Way to go, go Kings. And how are they doing?
Vlade Divac. They're out.
They're out of the playoffs?
They're out.
That's a shame.
They're out.
That's too bad. We'll go Knicks.
And Trailblazers.
Oh, I don't know this Trailblazers thing you talk about. I'm Knicks all the way.
We're on in Portland. Root for them.
Okay, Portland too.
It's the Trailblazers.
Maine?
No, Portland, Oregon.
Of course. The Trailblazers.
Right.
Bill Walton still playing for them?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. He's doing a super job.
Hey, I see you later.
Jack Ramsey's the coach.
Jack Ramsey. Indiana and Philadelphia play the third game of their Eastern Conference playoffs tonight. The Pacers won the first two at home. Tonight's game is in Philly.
That's going to be a good game.
And the Niners...
You're too funny.
The Niners say the NFL has told them that Denver may be tampering with quarterback Steve Young.
Well, your career's his ugly head again.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't touch me down there. Yeah. Well, they're tampering with me, Rob.
I know.
Ooh, that feels nice. A little lower. Now the front.
There's been speculation that Denver wants Young, who's been pondering his career options thanks to that string of concussions.
I love Denver. I always wanted to go there.
Where is Denver, Steve?
It's right next to the river.
What river?
That big one.
What one?
The big one right next to the mountain.
What state is Denver in?
Oh, you're making me hurt. You're making my brain hurt. All right, I'll take a stab in the dark. I'm going to say Dakota.
You're right.
Attaboy.
Denver, Dakota.
Super. Look for me in the MMF booth.
But Steve Young is also still very much under contract with San Francisco.
Where's this? I'll sign my name, a big old X.
The NFL denies it's watching the situation. 49ers GM Bill Walsh
I know him.
Claims that the league is watching the situation.
Thanks, Coach Walsh.
And finally, there's human waste all over the grass on the campus at Harvard's medical school in Boston.
Ah, really?
School officials say they want to show that composted people poo is perfectly safe to use as a lawn fertilizer.
Oh, man.
But 25 environmental groups have sent a letter to the school's president expressing their outrage. The lawn care company, though, New England Biosolid, says that human waste fertilizer is safe enough even for home use.
There it is.
You heard right. It here.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, no, sorry.
No!
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 No, right.
No!
Gotta go listen tomorrow on the show. Strip trivia.
Oh, boy.
Free trip to Japan. And also tomorrow, very beginning of the show, the three-girl birthday celebration for Charles Broyhill.
Houston, Jenna, Shiloh.
All of that tomorrow. Tomorrow, a real beach towel get-together.
Yes, enjoy, boys.
Gonna make it a good one for you. Thank you for listening today, everybody. Time now for Call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I lost my appetite after hearing about that human waste fertilizer.
Okay.
Well, that's too bad. What can we do for you?
Am I the 100th caller?
No, you're not.
No, you are not. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh. Thank you, though.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Every day it's a drill.
Stupid idiot.
Okay. You're doing your IMAs in the morning.
Yeah, man.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike show.
I am power 100.
Right. Right.
I put the in 100.
Pardon me?
I put the in 100.
We put the in 100. Call 100. You have won the Sixth Sense prize pack.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Nice prize pack. Everybody order the Sixth Sense tonight from Cox Cable in Demand. 378-8888 now to order. But wait, I'm also going to give you all the stuff from the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, courtesy of the WB. Watch an all-new Buffy the Vampire Slayer last night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern.
Last night.
Only on the WB.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for listening. That's it. Gotta go. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Lots of news. All sex tomorrow.
All right.
A big number tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Rob.
Oh.
Yes, please. Throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
What are you doing?
It was short. You almost got it, though, right now.
You're much more cat-like than you used to be.
Booyah.
Good job, everyone.
We'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.